Welcome to Vito's Corner.
Hip-hop told me that you out of order, right?
Yeah, I'll be out of order. Sometimes the bathroom be out of order. It goes through a lot of shit. But look, check this out. I like Steelmatic. I don't
Nah, but shit. We all make mistakes, big bro.
Well, he made a big one.
He made a big one.
I'm saying, he made little ones and big ones.
He made a big one.
Big boo boo.
Because he be out of bars. Yo, welcome to episode 45 of Vito's Corner.
The Jordan back episode.
I was just for the said, but you beat me to it, bro. I swear I couldn't put it together at that time. You was quick on the draw right there. But we definitely back, like 4-5. But you know I'm in here with my main man partner, Crime King Music. You know we got Big Bro in the building. And it's a lot going on out there. And hopefully everybody's entertained. Hopefully everybody driving the trucks, doing the Uber, y'all listening to it, y'all tuning in. Some of my people hit me up like, bro, that was a great episode. My homie said, goddamn, he appreciated that shit about the coal and all that shit. He wanted to hear that. And we stuck on topic for a long time.
Nah, we stuck on that motherfucker.
Nah, it had to be talked about. It still needs to be talked about. It still needs to be talked about because these disses are mid as fuck, bro. We
gonna get to it. That's not that. Okay. Do y'all want to or you wanna?
Man, y'all could dive in.
Let's dive right into it, bro.
This is mid as fuck, bro. Like, come on, bro. I posted on, bro. When a nigga say, first off, fuck your bitch and a click, you claim West Side till we ride coming quick. I've heard craziest shit, bro. When they get to talking like that, come get me, bro. But this shit ain't. It's not even that. Nothing to really throw a parade over, man.
Nah, that shit heat. Nah.
It ain't trash. It's not trash.
That shit Drake doing is that damn clever. I'm talking about
Drake doing some decent shit, bro.
It's decent, bro. But I just feel like we've heard better, bro. Could we say that?
I could say we heard better with a lot of things. Like
I think you're going to hear better too. I think it's all the setup. You know what I'm saying? You know you can't get to them all at once.
Yeah, this is the second time around, man. I need to see a little bit more, man.
He need his competitive to compete with him.
I think, like how Bro said off air, Drake is a master troll. So he's asking him to come outside, so he ain't going to unload his shit.
Exactly.
So he's doing, oh, y'all send him AI. I'm going to drop an AI version with his West Coast homies on it. And I'm going to talk him. Come on, we waiting for you. Come outside.
Yeah, he got that troll
and he's
shit
talking
down.
To him like.
Nah, it's clever and all that, but, man, I'm just with the shits, man. Let's just get to it, man.
These ain't thugs in the street either, now, King. Like, you got to understand that, too. Like,
neither was the mother niggas.
They was putting on the image of...
Pac came straight out with it, like.
Well, Pac was a clout chaser, too. If y'all would have caught... Let's keep it real.
Nah, I got to go real with you.
Pac was being somebody he wasn't.
Yeah, Pac was.
And he knew he had the team behind him, so he was talking extra greasy.
Was he? Because that's a conversation.
But let's keep it real, though. That shit he was doing then, a lot of people ain't see it. We only seen that shit later on when movies and everything broke down, and we can all look back on it. But at that moment, that shit looked real.
Nah, that shit looked real to the motherfucker. It was real to the motherfucker. At the time,
the Pac situation, like, it wasn't to the point where you could see right through it. It took time for us to see that shit and really revisit
what?
That shit.
That he
to
was.
See that he was really.
Cloud chasing?
Being something he wanted, yeah. Yes, sir, boss.
The reason why I give Pac the pass, because even he was like that with his niggas, he was like that against them people, too. So I've always gave him the pass. Mm-hmm. It ain't like it was just with his own people. Like, he stood for motherfuckers. So I have to respect his gangster regardless.
Fact.
Because a lot of niggas talk that, but a lot of niggas don't go to the other side. He get around the police and fuck you. He get the judge with his life on the line and say, you ain't looking me in the eye. I got to respect it. But I'm still saying from the street perspective, I can't even call it. I gotta go ahead on his shit because a lot of niggas ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, rap in general has always been a fake. It was not cool to be rap. Street niggas looked at rappers like goofies.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah, at that time. That's when the rappers.
Whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack and your man stabbed on and made you take the blame.
That's trash.
It's not trash. Oh my God.
That is trash.
I forgot who he was.
That's trash.
I forgot.
That is trash.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna let you get away with that. That shit.
No.
He's not a Nas nigga,
I'm
man.
I'm dead serious. That is trash. That's trash right there, bro.
It's not trash, man.
He got other shit in that rap that's decent. Don't you tell me. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to
beans you whack and your man stabbed on
you know
made you
mustache
take the blame.
Having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack.
That shit was hard, man.
That is not hard. You know
See,
that.
You still think Takeover won?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, you go.
Hold on. We're not going to gloss over that moment.
No, I don't.
So Nas won that battle.
Yeah, but I still feel like Jay-Z is better than him.
He always said that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just wanted to get on record.
No, he always said Jay took an L on that one.
Yeah, I always.
But I just needed to get it on record, folks.
Now, sometimes when y'all go too hard, I just defend Jay like y'all pissing me off because y'all just going too hard saying anything for no reason. But I really say he lost. He take the L. You can't go from first off, fuck your bitch, to no mustache having with whiskers like a.
I'm just saying.
Bro, that is not the sauce in that song.
It don't matter. The song was
Drake equivalent right now.
Nah, I'm just saying, man.
And we talking about soul.
That's not Drake equivalent, man. That,
right now.
That ether shit was something else.
If a nigga tells you got no mustache,
that was kind of soft. That was weird.
I mean, it's
that
cool, but the diss still did what it did, bro.
Now, I'm just saying, but if you said like,
bro, together,
you,
but if you got that trying to make that stand out,
that ain't it.
Another part.
You ain't say nothing like, you tied boho, try like we know Jay wasn't doing in the class, bro. We know that.
Yeah, kick that one.
They're like, don't. No mustache having
like whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whacked and your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. Your ass went from hanging with Cass to Jazz to Irv to Big and Eminem murdered you. He was going crazy on him. Like
he did as a whole the song.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but that part, it was just like
it don't matter about the part.
It's like a roasting session. If somebody's boy, you no mustache having with whiskers like a rat
compared to beans you whack. People were saying that beans. Was
all
better.
These motherfuckers that were saying that was motherfuckers who was delusional.
That's
I don't know who was saying that, bro.
A lot of motherfuckers were saying that. Bro.
Was you saying that?
Nah, I was.
Okay,
not.
Then because I know you listen to rap, but I know you know what's going on.
I fuck with beans though.
But
I fuck with
I do too.
He went harder than Hov to me. What you think, Fro?
Nah, he's right there. He definitely.
You asking him off in front of the streets. Yeah. That's two different things.
That's why I'm about to say too.
We got to get his perspective.
No, because like Hov spoke for the hustlers and he spoke for the street niggas. So it's a different element. So that's why a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, would say Beans was on his ass because it was a lot of street essence in that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me ask you this. You also think Eminem murdered Jay-Z on his own shit too then, don't you?
Nah.
Motherfuckers were saying that.
They said that. But I don't feel like that because I'm not. I ain't gonna lie to you. M was going crazy. Let me go on the
you
record.
You agree with me that Nas be starting a lot of shit.
Nas didn't start that, man.
Nas did say that. Eminem murdered you on your own shit.
Yeah.
You agree with me that Nas is the one who started all these rumors, bro. You agree with me?
I can either confirm nor deny life. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, can't even agree with him.
Yeah, hey, but I know what you can agree with me on.
What?
So last week we had a debate about women.
Oh my God, man! He padded the numbers.
My good brother hit the streets. He hit the streets. First of all, you tried to pad the internet numbers. I saw you in there. I said, why would you do that? I said all women. Yeah, they was even on the women. He hit the streets himself. Would you like to tell him the results?
It was five-fold.
Oh, my.
He padded the numbers, one. I'm giving you the fifth one, life.
Okay.
She really didn't count, life. Not going to say she didn't count, life.
Why she didn't count?
I'm not going to say that on live. They listen to the show.
Okay, my thing is, did you not say, I'm confused, bro?
I am. I didn't know this many people like J. Cole. I didn't know.
Nah, they like Cole.
No, it was women. Don't say people. We asked all women.
No, the women like Cole.
All right, let's get back.
I was confused. I was surprised.
We can get back to the rap beef. So, why you have a change of heart now? I didn't hear you talking like this last week. Now this is me.
Now they are me. They are me. As you go back and you listen to them or whatever, it's not really they. Like you say, they holding shit back. I'm not with all the holding shit. Let's just go ahead and pop it. You feel me? Let's pop it.
I mean, I don't care what Cole think. That Dot shit is weak as fuck. Like, all this shit he said he said a bunch of Ricky, nigga, I might take your bitch and cover like a Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in. This nigga down to 50. Like, man, spend that little check. You got to stay out of my business.
I understand, because shit, Chris Brown and motherfucking Takeoff shit a little bit better.
Chris Brown then went stupid, you hear me? That's how you diss a motherfucker, bro.
I mean, Chris Brown ain't witty as Drake. As rappers, you find clever ways to say shit.
I like Chris Brown. Right. I like Chris Brown shit over all that shit.
I could understand that.
They getting straight to the mess.
What black people don't like messy shit? Yeah,
Quavo trash. Quavo trash.
Hey, look, let me tell you this.
Quavo ain't no motherfucker.
A lot of people like a real brawl over a skillful fight any day. That's why people don't like Mayweather.
I like a skilled fight, like.
But if
a brawl is right there, I'm gonna watch that too.
You ain't gonna watch no long ass sweat dancing ass fight. I don't wanna watch.
If you can watch Mike Tyson or Floyd in they prime, who you gonna pick?
Mike Tyson.
I'm gonna pick Mike Tyson.
Me too.
Because I like to see a brawl. But on point, like, this is a skillful.
Nah, I like to not. But it's okay.
Yeah, and this time they doing the skillful shit. See, they ain't trying to brawl.
I ain't trying to even change the trajectory of the conversation and nothing like that, but Mike Tyson was a skilled fighter. Life, he wasn't necessarily. People think he was a brawler.
To the average eye, he's more of a brawler. Yes, no, he was skilled.
They were skilled to the point where, nigga, they going toe for toe. They right there in the ring. They not moving out that middle. That's the type of fight.
It's a chess match with
Floyd. Most of the motherfuckers he knocked out was bigger than him.
But also, it's a chess match with Floyd. When you got lyrical rappers and you know a nigga is just as lyrical as you, you not just, it's kind of weak to say, nigga, I'll fuck you up. He ain't Styles P, bro. He's a bitch. Your girl's a, like, who want to see nigga two nerds talking about you a bitch and this a bitch?
I just like, he had a better rollout with the Charge Me Up and.
And he ain't really say shit on the back to back.
He went stupid on that one.
He went stupid.
Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? Like, come on, like.
He did that on the other joint.
It was.
I just think Kendrick ain't gonna be able to keep up, bro. Like,
yeah. Let's speak to that, Kendrick. Where the fuck are you at, bro?
I don't know. Ask the K-Dot fans. Where's he at? Y'all been counting on this nigga. Now they giving me excuses. Me be calling that nigga out for 10 years. Now he wanna fuck all that. He said come outside, he's trolling, saying they don't. The nigga under the comments about use me as a they don't have nothing to drop, but like he under this bitch just acting like he on bullshit with
the Taylor Swift shit. That
you would have thought shit, he would have been ready already. Like.
Yeah, because I don't want and I feel y'all with the warning shot shit, but yeah, nigga. Back then, yeah, it took time to figure shit out because this shit wasn't accessible. This shit like ain't nowhere in hell we had to wait. Over 7 days for you niggas to be responding, bro. I'm talking about.
That's not true.
I'm not about to say you now. You just got too greedy about shit, boy.
Nah, when you were real, when you really one of them. My man Joe Budden's had 8 joints on Drake.
Joe Budden has nothing to live for.
He's still one of them, like.
Joe Budden is like an anomaly because you got.
But that shit was he was going crazy on.
But Jay never didn't respond that fast either though.
I ain't gonna lie, Drake.
He ain't going too crazy on. Remember.
I'm just saying, bro. Kendrick should have been responding, bro.
No, we would have thought he at least would have had something in the can already. Ready.
The way he's been acting for it.
Shit, even Meek gave us 7 days, life. I damn they got to fall back off Meek a little bit.
But Meek should have definitely, goddamn it, waited another 7 more days.
I'm not sure. Meek could have kept that shit.
Sometimes you, I think Meek dropped his clip early when he, goddamn it, if you going to plan to take down the king, you should have just started a beef with him regular and then ended him with this riot shit.
Then he had a whole bunch.
I don't think Meek ever had a clip. He just had the gun.
Then it was a whole bunch.
No, what I'm saying is, a ghostwriter hip hop is crazy, folks. He used it on Twitter, a study saying Drake scattered me, or Drake don't want me performing. That nigga be hating on me, and did his holding his bullets, and then did a diss and dropped that shit on that hard ass diss and drop. Mm. Nigga, you got a ghostwriter and just woo, he would have ended him.
He
already put all the allegations out there. Now you can't say you got more money than him. You can't say you fuck more hoes than him. Yeah. You can't say you sell more records than him. You dropped your clip already. It's over with. He's for the murder you now.
Now I hope, but whole time. See, the thing with that was Meek. I don't think Meek knew what the fuck he was doing. You feel me? And his intention wasn't in the right place. You really dissing this man because you was mad he didn't share your album.
It was deeper than that. It might be the bitch. I noticed every time a nigga diss Drake, it's a bitch involved.
But I can only go off even what he told us it was for, it was just like.
No, that's why I see what he's saying with the raw shit. I know it's a bitch involved. That shit is weak. Yeah, but I can understand if that's his homie too, but Drake called him out so he got a clear excuse.
No, I'm not.
You know, they said him and Nicki was in that motherfucker store, and he was in that motherfucker acting like he was broke, and she told his ass Drake would never.
And she was just saying she ain't paying his tab. You know, nigga, let me get $5,000 till you get in the crib.
Yeah,
she,
Drake would never.
Well, that's a messy bitch anyway. You don't need to be
they
with a bitch.
They said she was saying that for real?
They said she was saying shit like that, but I don't know.
Also, Drake really stabbed then.
Man, Drake probably stabbed a lot of bitches, man. I seen on the Joe Budden podcast, they was calling him weird because they like, Joe, it's really something wrong with if all your stories direct line to a female. And then why you fucking on that little white girl, Bobby, bro? Like, what makes you just want to fuck on her?
Little white, she's not a little white girl. That's a grown woman, bro.
But I get what he was saying, like, Joe, like, why is he like 21, 22? These niggas be, everything that's with Drake is direct line to a female. It's like pillow talk and shit.
He get bitches.
He could.
He just get bitches, bro.
And he could be hating, too. Everybody ain't wrong.
Now, look, he strikes me as a pillow talking nigga, for sure. He made Marvin's room. He made Marvin's room, man. He's a pillow talker.
He made a lot of shit that niggas won't say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he only can see it.
Hey, man, but you know these bitches messy too, shit, so. Shit, to get up with a nigga like Drake, they gonna be in that bitch saying some messy shit.
And he got the bag. He's bring your bitch to the palace. The bitch see the Tupac's. When they flush the toilet, they hit him up and all this type of shit. Yeah. And he living like that. He's parched. He need a beverage. Way to bring. Like, they don't want to go back to you.
Yeah.
You damn near lost your bitch once you get to that. Yeah.
So you know that bitch over there.
I told you about the dude. He signed some chick. She was engaged to be married, goddammit. When she went over there, the engagement was over with.
Bobby was just like that. The podcast that do the weird shit like Margo,
she was married, huh?
Yeah, he just called it off because they say Drake hit her. Drake was in the bed doing an interview with her.
Oh, yeah, I seen it. I knew the vibes, you feel me? I peeped the vibes, you feel me?
So, he's finishing what Mason Bether had started. That's what happened with Hov and goddamn once a day. I guess he was knocking somebody with a Hov. Bitches down or something.
Man, it's just the truth, man. If you chasing the bags, Joe, you ain't gotta worry about the bitches. The bitches gonna chase you. So he can pick any bitch of the day, bro, and they gone. Cause he on that bag. You feel what I'm saying?
He keep making them hits and they keep giving him them bags and he gonna keep.
That's my life, though. Don't chase the bitch, chase the bag.
Maul asked Drake, did he listen to the Ross diss? He said, yeah, I cut it off after he said he was richer than me. He said he ain't going for the cap, bro. Now I'm going to be real, though. We was just talking about, I know we don't give a fuck about the material things, but Ross was making fun of this nigga plane. I'm not familiar with planes. Like, his shit is an old cargo plane or some shit, like, just for baggage. Like, that motherfucker look nice to me.
Yeah. That's one thing Rick know. Rick probably know that it was a motherfucking cargo motherfucking plane or whatever. But Nigga, he still put a bag in there.
That motherfucker look like Air Force One. Shit, fuck you.
Motherfucker look luxury to me.
Yeah. All right, the shit the president rode around.
All he doing is riding with his homie, so it don't matter.
The shit got room.
Any nigga owning a plane is just crazy.
That's Rick Dang, though, man. You know, he's a jokester. He think he can out-joke a motherfucker, bro. But I think he being, look, he acting like a little bitch right now.
Now, I think he got some bread. You know, he got that farm, he got that cattle and shit, that livestock.
Yeah, he got that
he
livestock.
He got some bread. He definitely got some bread.
Them tax breaks, them tax purposes. Yeah. They know you put, goddamn it, what's his name on land, what type of tax breaks you get. You know that. He's smart.
He got some bread. That's why I was telling the bro. Like, yeah, bro, he's tricking Meek that talking about some, he ain't got them fucking. Boy, he fucked you, boy. He fucked shit out you, boy. But he manipulated your mind, making you think.
I can't put that on him.
No, it's just the game, bro.
I remember he laughed at his ass. Game. He said, remember they said I was worth $20 million. That nigga said, ha!
Nah, I keep telling y'all, I don't think he was.
No. He ain't supposed to laugh.
No, he was laughing trying to help his man out. They tell you got 20, he been past that.
That's not
he
Rick
tries
Ross.
To make his homies look
he,
bigger.
He no, one no, of them no. niggas that do shit like no, that, no, and no. I wouldn't believe him.
That's not Rick Ross. That's not Rick Ross. He know. He know that man fucked up about it.
No. He was laughing for to make it like they ballers.
No, that's not Rick, man. Rick is that nigga right now trying to gather up information on motherfuckers. He know motherfuckers' secrets, bro. Like, he know motherfuckers.
Nah,
he know me ain't got no motherfucker.
This is what
man.
I will give Rick.
I know Big Bad.
I can't blame Rick Ross for Meek's situation. Because, first of all, you was with Charlie Magnum. You was old enough to have lawyers. You understand. You was around some people that should have had you in a better deal. Second of all, he put you in position to win, bro. He signed a fucked up deal. He signed a fucked up deal, and then he made his own label. You was the sacrificial lamb. You did that, and you should have signed some good artists. But you want to be the only one. He could have took his lick, signed him some artists, gave him some money. Niggas don't be
facts,
playing the game, bro.
Facts,
it's like that's Meek's fault, bro. I can't put that on Rosé. Rosé gave him all the opportunity to be a star. He was never gonna be that star like that. I'm just being real. Without that MMG imprint.
You don't think he could have did it with Tip?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah, because the way Rick Ross sold the shit, Rick Ross, a great promoter.
Nah,
bro.
He
like
sold
a,
the shit out
a
there.
A mastermind shit. With that marketing, with that, you know what I'm saying?
He saw what happened to Dro? You think if Ross had Dro, you think Dro would have, come
Dro,
on.
Dro would
have been,
been
bigger than what he was if Ross had Dro.
No, I don't know, man, because Dro is Dro's problem.
No, T.I. kept taking the shine. Every time he got a hit, T.I. on that motherfucker.
A little bit of what you're saying, but Ross would have pushed him. Ross so motivational the way he talked. Man, you got to. He'll have that nigga in the studio. Ain't nobody flourishing for
he probably would have been like Gunplay, bro.
Nah.
Not Dro. Not with the records Dro had. He had two.
You got, some of these niggas, you got to blame. They got to blame themselves. Now, Gunplay is own fault. You know what I'm saying? Some
Gunplay niggas, just don't got fault. It, bro. I'm just being real. Like, he got the street shit. He decent. I ain't saying he garbage. He got the serial cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying.
Bible on the dad.
Bible on the dad. That's my shit, but.
That's his downfall.
He don't got star appeal like Dro. Dro was a flea nigga.
Nah, Dro was that nigga. That Polo.
And every so many years, Dro still found a way to put a hit out.
On my mom.
Even like 14, ain't got no roof. We be in the city. And you like the heat.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Like, he just got that flow. I think T.I. just not a great CEO in that aspect. He dropped, like, come on, man, he signed fucking, what's that nigga from Pimp Squad, that big-ass nigga, man? Bro, he don't be having no.
Big Country or some shit.
If he thought that was finna go, bro, he was just doing his man a solid, bro. You don't, like, bro, you got to sign motherfuckers you think could possibly be better than you, bro, if you want to win, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't be worried about your spot getting took, and that's a lot of the reason. I ain't trying to throw Bro in here. Lil Durk couldn't win. Look at the shit he be signing. You gotta be like, man, this nigga he's so hot, he might knock me off the map.
Yeah.
And he ain't even have motherfucking Von sign when it all came down.
Yeah. The only motherfucker one scared to lose their place was Lil Bibby. Lil Bibby. Just,
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, shit like that.
Lil Wayne signed Drizzy and Dickie.
Oh, my mama.
Knowing that these motherfuckers, like, he knew Drizzy was a problem. He said it. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even with The Rock, bro, I can't give... Jay ain't sound nobody like he knew was going to... They didn't know Kanye was going to be that. Mm. They didn't know. Had they known, he might not have been there.
Maybe Dame did, though.
That was the only reason.
Did Maybe he? Dame seen something, but we can't just say...
Dame knew he could rap, but Dame also said, okay, if he fail, we'll just put Cam on all the songs or some shit like that. He said some shit, just put Cam on every song. He did it. He only signed him because they was finna lose him to Capitol. So what that tell you? He be acting like he really believed. You only signed him because he was finna go to Capitol Records. And you didn't want to lose the Capitol Records. This is ego. And y'all won't get...
That could be true.
No, it was true.
No, he did say that.
He said it. Yeah, he said it. When I did the interview with Guru, said he was trying to go to Capitol.
Yeah, and that shit true.
Yeah. So, and Ye came out the gate, like motherfucker, Laura Hill, Laura Hill, smoking on my mama.
Shit, he.
And that's why they could never go at Drake. And them could never go at Kanye because he's the reason for you, J. Cole, all you niggas, the Wale's, the cool kids, the niggas who want to be. Mm-hmm. Ain't it funny how they was making fun of how them niggas dressed the Wale's? They used to make fun of Kanye. Go look at State Property and look how Ye dressed. Them niggas look terrible.
He had a cardigan on. You feel me?
Ye and that bitch fresh. Them niggas got
cardigan
big T-shirts.
With the polo.
Yeah. They
One
got
thing
them
thing though, what do Drake mean by this Taylor Swift shit?
I was gonna ask y'all that.
Cause she's the top person that I guess they signed to the same label, right? Kendrick and Taylor Swift.
He making it seem like Kendrick signed her.
Well, she the gangster. They making her look like she the gangster now, here, boy. Like,
yeah, probably because you know she's the top person on the roster when it comes to I guess the artist list.
She's the top person on everybody roster.
Then that's what it is.
Even dunked his album to her.
I'm gonna do a little research on that shit because it's something to that. I thought y'all knew.
He's making it seem like PG Lane is signed to her. Mm-hmm. Like you can't do nothing. Like, and I ain't gonna lie, I like they song Hillbillies, him, Tyler creating his cousin. But I don't know what that means, bro. Taylor Swift a big dog around this bitch.
Now, I think she just got the pull to be goddamn it. If she finna drop something or she about to do something, nigga, everybody got to get pushed back. And you directly up under me. You directly here by me, so goddamn it. If I, as Drake, have to motherfucking consider that, I know you got to consider that.
On paper, Kendrick can't fuck with Drake. The battle is his best chance. Like, I felt some of them lyrics like they tried to make excuses for you because they see I'm lit. Like, because on paper, you really can't, bro. Like, he's going to dethrone you and everything. He ain't the most hip-hop, so they going to act like Kendrick is the motherfucking hip-hop Bible, spiritual. You know you ain't going to get that with Drake because he makes worldwide hits. So he's going to control a different demographic. So he'll never get the hip-hop card.
I don't want no hip-hop Bible, nigga, bro. I'm taking Drake, bro.
Nah, but I'm just saying how people be trying to do.
That's why it's taking too long, too.
Kendrick had the highest grossing tour until the Canadian knocked him off. He'll never sell money records.
The Canadian kind of helped put him on? Kind of took him on?
He did. Yeah. And that's why I understand Drake. Like, nigga, don't let me take you on tour. Then you come try to do some shit for shock value, bro, and try to say the name of the sport. That's make it real, then. If you feel like that, that's make it real. Because Drake do be... Another thing, besides the women, people say Drake did him a solid. A lot of motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Everybody say that. Would you be mad if you took me on tour and then I just can't, and you made me hot? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like when it comes to Drake, this is why I root for him, because he was the nice guy. But it's only so much even a nice guy gonna take before he start dishing out what motherfuckers dish to him. You feel me?
And the industry has made Kendrick this boogeyman that he didn't even earn. Because he dropped a control verse that he was using in the name of the sport. And that's why I say Drake right, bro. Because you want to say it's a sport, act like we cool, but you want to use my name for shock value. Who gave him the boogeyman title? Like, what has he done to be the boogeyman?
I guess he called them out and nobody said that. They never responded to it.
It was...
So he kind of won it by default.
When you say called him out because he said...
He said they not.
They know it's going to be some... It ain't going to be nothing.
It wasn't nothing for real, though. Like,
but you got... This what I always...
Like,
got.
Right now, it ain't nothing.
Now, this what...
He did all that shit, and what we waiting on?
Like nah, because we got to always remember this, bro. It's always a different demographic of motherfuckers. This what they be into or whatever. So... They like this type of shit. I don't necessarily give a fuck about this shit. It's not, to me, the shit is mid. It's not really about shit, you feel me? But to them, they champion him as that nigga or whatever because I guess he does the Pimp a Butterfly type shit.
I get that. What I'm asking you is, from the control verse, what did he say so bad? He was showing respect. Why do people feel like Drake had to respond to some shit that was so respectful? But it was used for shock value. He didn't say he's a bitch. I sold more records than you. You nigga, you ain't on shit. He said, bro, I just, you know what I'm saying? I like Joe, y'all my homies, but I'm trying to kill you niggas.
Cause those type of people who
man, that just means sales to me, bro. That wasn't even no like nigga was really the shit was gonna be on rack, you know what I'm saying? Like just outselling motherfucker. It wasn't no battle or nothing.
Yeah, but you know, people who are into that type of shit, they look for that type of shit. So anything, he called your name out. Ooh, and that's what they into.
But it's showtime now, Kendrick. This is what you've been asking for. He's trolling you. He said, come outside. I don't see. And one thing I do like the West Coast stick together. DJ Head is all on Twitter talking about some, man, we've been telling him to come outside for 10 years. No, y'all haven't, bro.
Yeah, they probably got a big old group chat going.
I can see what for.
You said that shit in bars, huh?
Bro? No, man, the West Coast niggas, they stick together, bro. Like, they don't, if Kendrick lose, they lose together. And then they don't want to lose to a, you know, a
singing nigga.
A singing nigga.
Because Wack act like he's cool with Drake, but he really got a man in this fight. He really on some West Coast shit.
Nah, you know, and Ye just.
West Coast like a motherfucker. And Ye business.
Ye just jumped in it too, so.
Drake called Ye out a little bit too. Drake called a lot of people out. He tired, bro. He said it's time to go. But what can I ask you, what has been your change of heart? Somebody must do. I see you on Facebook going crazy. What's your change of heart with this mid shit now?
Nah, I just went back and listened to it, and I was just like, yeah, it's cool. You feel me? That's what's up. But it ain't. It's not a hit 'em up life. It's not a takeover. It's not an ether. It's none of that.
Your expectations about it a little bit too damn high. Like, this ain't that type of shit, baby.
But why not? Why can't it be that high?
To hit 'em up part of it.
Like, that's what I want to hear, for. If y'all going to do this, let's do it.
How you know it ain't coming, though?
Hey, he need to come on with it.
Why Kendrick came on with nothing? Why Kendrick gave us a mediocre?
Anybody. I don't care who it comes from. And I want to address this too.
So Kendrick shit was mid?
And the Drake shit was mid?
What Kendrick shit?
The y'all hyped the like that.
I mean, it was just the fact that he said so. I was like, okay, man, okay. I know some
shit. Is it mid?
Yeah, it was mid.
Okay. I just want to see if you're going to keep saying
it. It wasn't no super duper like, oh my God. He did.
Nah, that Kendrick
it
shit.
It wasn't no hit him up.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
It's definitely me and that nigga. The nigga that dropped 2 on you, and we ain't heard from
him. What did you want to address,
man? I'm tired of. I said you seen Lupe and join the Lucas and them.
Yeah,
I'm kind of tired of that, bro.
You can't be tired of it because you said you like the sport.
I'm
gonna be agreeing with
them niggas. Just trying to just y'all. I really feel like them niggas should just go into battle rap. These niggas got an actual issue. You feel it's an actual issue.
And
going
this
on.
Is the issue with folk that I ain't trying to cut you off. We can't be for the sport. Then with some rappers called it out. Then we talk about some. Like we got to be for the sport all the way. This is rap. If I'm better than you, I'm better than you. These are lyricists. Is you with the sport or not? Or you on some, you ain't with the clout chasing shit? Ooh, ooh.
It ain't about the clout chasing.
Nah, it ain't clout chasing. My bad. Let me not say that.
Nah, it ain't even the clout chasing shit. It is. What they're doing is clout chasing. Y'all trying to attach y'all name to this shit because these niggas are popping. And I love Lupe.
They love battle
rap.
I love
joining Lucas. They not popping, bro.
No,
Lupe was going to always, Lupe feel like he in that shit because shit, they compared him and motherfuckers.
They always say Kendrick better than him.
So Like, come on now. So let's keep it real.
He said he'll murder any motherfucker on this planet.
And he just as hip hop as you, so he gonna have his opinion about it too.
What I will say, he's way more
hip hop than me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So he's gonna have his opinion.
Now, look, I love food and liquor. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What you say about it, he gonna say the same shit. Like, nigga gotta stand up for it.
Speaking of clout chasing, I'll tell you who's clout chasing. That nigga Simba's he be clout chasing.
Oh my god, bro! I wish Simba he was gonna is terrible, sit the man. Fuck down and shut
like,
the fuck
why
up,
you,
bro.
Why are you so many years later doing a control verse? Responded like, get off that beat, bro. Like, nobody asked for that, bro. Like, come on. I understand you can rap, bro. I like your freestyles, bro. But stop it, bro. Every time somebody do something, you want to drop a verse responding to that. That shit is crazy. You like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, go make a song, bro. Go make a dope song, bro. Yeah. Make a good song.
Make a dope song, bro. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Because like, he had one song I think I like.
Yeah, nigga know he can rap, but making a song is hard for him.
He got one song I like, bro.
He don't got no song I like.
He got one song.
Got a lot of freestyles I like.
He got one decent song. With Roddy Ricch?
Nah, hell nah. That's the trashest of trash shit to me, bro. That shit trash to me, bro. That shit lazy.
Now he's into it with Kaz from Dreamville.
Man, I think that, this shit WWE, bro. It's WWE, man.
It's always been there.
I'm with 4 in this shit. This shit ain't really about shit.
Nah, I just think it's just so the shit so dead where niggas just like, fuck it, let's crash out. Everybody just finna beef with each other and
I don't agree with that. When it come to Drake winning so bad he don't need it. It, like, when a nigga like that...
Nah, they hate no Drake. I'm gonna be real with you, bro. The light-skinned nigga on the throne, Joe, you can fuck any of y'all niggas' bitches, and y'all just ain't liking that shit, Joe. It's just... It is what it is with Future, motherfucking... what's his name?
Metro Boomin.
Metro. It is what it is with all them niggas, bro. It's just like, y'all so much hating on the nigga where y'all trying to call off Kendrick because y'all think he got them, the only one could do something with him. And in reality... Kendrick can't fuck with that man when it comes to that shit, bro.
My hip hop card I be feeling bad when I'm saying that, but I don't think dude can fuck with Drake, bro.
Nah, look,
I'm being real, bro. I think he's a better rapper than Kendrick.
I think I understand when you say, Big was cold, but Jay better than him. And I think I understand when you say that. That sonically, okay.
Biggie's better.
No, sonically, Biggie is better. He can rap yes. better, but Hov says it better. It's sort of the same magnitude.
I think Biggie says it better. Hov is lyrically better. Like, ain't no. First, I talk about how I dress sisters and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus. Like, that's the. He got the flow.
Yeah.
I think Jay is more lyrical than him. Had to hustle back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint. But I just feel like don't nobody rap or rap better than Biggie. Like, the emphasis on that bitch, what he say.
I don't think
Big Boy was holding it down.
I think in this instance, I don't think Kendrick sounds better than a Drake.
I just think it ain't gonna be relatable.
Like, okay, I guess. A lot of people think because Kendrick rap fast, he's saying something. He has the Eminem effect a little bit.
Exactly. He do the triple, the quadruple entendre. That nigga said, what Drake told you that? He said, what you going to drop a quintuple entendre?
On my head. Like, it's just funny. Like, Kendrick could just get on a beat and be like, hey, oh my God, he said the
did
best.
You hear what he said?
Yeah, it's
stop,
like,
man, you're right. I did hear it. Play it
and
back.
And I ain't gonna lie, I've been coming off like I really don't like Kendrick, but I really do, bro. But I just like stop it, bro.
I like Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick. You had a concept album. It was something I could relate to.
I like We Gonna Be Alright, Kendrick.
Yeah, that's the Tip of a Butterfly. I like it. I'm just not like how everybody else seeing with this shit.
Yeah. I don't see him fuck with Buddy.
And you doing what I was telling bro we's doing with R&B. You stuck in a certain era of beef that it ain't gonna be the same. Mm-hmm. it's kind of like basketball. Y'all asking for a different style of basketball when these niggas is AAU friends. These niggas are friends, man. A lot of niggas that came over there, like before us, they didn't play AAU. Michael Jordan ain't play AAU, nigga. These niggas be growing up with each other from kids playing the same, so they a little softer with each other. This is a different time, bro. They not going. They do antic shit and troll and shit. Internet plays a part.
Yeah, I don't think. Rap wise, I don't think Kendrick can fuck with Drake.
I don't either, but I don't niggas. Think so. Me being contrary to popular belief, people think I'm just this motherfucker. This, I don't know what it is. Motherfucker think I'm goddamn it, boy. Mos Def. Boy, I am not that, bro. I'm sorry. If y'all think I'm that dude, I'm going to let you down.
That's what folks think I am. I'm
going to let you down every time. I'm not the nigga who going to cop Black Thought out.
Look, I will if...
No, you be fighting for... What I said with you is just that you be fighting for that time where it's hip-hop. It ain't the drill shit or this goofy rap shit. You wanted to go back where it was still a look.
Nah, like what I love for is like that Big shit, that Park shit, Hove, that Dipset shit. You feel me? Like
I'm saying, back into your era. Even you know into why though? Your rap style of it. It's not your. You know what I'm saying?
That's you know why? Because it has a certain connection to your heart, and you remember certain things when it go through. It's just the age thing, bro. Yeah. That's why you love certain basketball eras, because it reminds you of something. So, just give it. I told these shorties, you gonna get your time. 20 years from now, you're going to feel like the game ain't the same. You're going to look like us. Yeah. You're going to be saying it ain't that Chief Keef, that drill sound. You're going to get your time.
It's some Keef.
Generation Awards.
It's some Keef that I fuck with, life. It's some Dirk I fuck with.
No. Everybody going to get it. I got errors my daddy fuck with certain rap music. They might like a song. My daddy used to fuck with Lil Jon.
like, all get caught on some radio shit.
Certain ones, though. Yeah, somebody like slipped through the crack.
We all get caught on and let some slip through the crack just due to the radio, because we all got them entertaining the radio, right? But, nigga, don't act like you over there digging in the crack and just heard some shit that Dirk them did. Your daddy ain't listening to shit Dirk did first.
You ain't listening to no Too Rare doing all the motherfucking dances and the beat moving.
I'm not listening to no Too Rare. I'm not listening to no Playboy Cardi. I'm not listening
Trippy
to no
Red.
None of that. Trippy got some nice.
King, stop it, man.
Ain't like you listening.
I done checked it out. Life
in it. Ain't catch the radio.
You not listening to it.
I mean, I done checked it out. I've listened.
You're
to it.
You're not listening
if it
to
ain't
it.
Catching the radio. You ain't listening to it, King. That's
no,
what
I don't
mean.
Even. I don't even listen to the radio.
I think you're confusing that you checked it out. I'm saying you're not gonna put like I'm finna play this Trippy Red.
If it come to mind like that,
yeah,
that
I feel like
Red.
Listen to Trippy Red right
no,
now.
I don't get in the trip. No, let me not put
that's
that out
what
there.
I'm saying.
I don't get in a Trippy Red spirit. You feel
you
me?
You might listen to some little Dirt
he
for
might
real,
have
though.
A joint. You feel me? I'll be like, damn, I forgot about that joint. Let me play that. You feel me? But I'm not going to.
Nah, you ain't gonna give me that either. Now, can
I he might have a
Trippy
joint.
Trippy Red is nowhere on your list of thinking of. Listening to
he got
music,
a night
bro.
He got a
stop
he,
it bro.
I like melodic shit.
Now you have to be listening to some shit on the motherfucking cable motherfucking radio.
Nah,
shit.
I mean it's
Trippy Red. Come
hey bro,
on, be like damn, this Trippy
Red.
Trippy Red might come
shit.
Play. You might play Trippy Red once every 17 years. Stop it. You
nah,
not play.
Like, I listened to him like 3 times last year. It ain't started this year. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I know because it ain't come across your head. Listen.
What you listen to a Trippy Red?
I forgot the name of the song. All I know is if I type in Trippy Red on my YouTube, the song pops up because I listen to it.
I listen to Trippy Red too then and join with Dirk on there.
Man, I don't listen to no Trippy Red.
I don't. But I'm just saying, according to what he
said.
Well,
no, nah, I mean, I'm not checking for no Trippy Red. That's not. I ain't going to put it out there like that. Like, you know, oh, Trippy Red just dropped. I got to check him out. No, nah, I mean, I might come across something. I'm like, yeah, that shit actually kind of dope. You feel me? I'm feeling that.
But that, do you agree that it's just a certain feeling we used to that has never come back? You'll never get that feeling.
Nah, it's the shit over with.
Yeah, so
I mean, they try to recreate it though.
It's no reason for asking
nah,
for it.
Nah, I ain't going to say that. Because good music is just good music. It don't matter the age. It's songs that was made before we was even
that's
born.
PC
that
to
we
me.
Nah that we love. It's songs of our generation. It's songs of this generation. I love. I play them shit.
Yeah, it ain't gonna never be the same. We in a different tempo. It's like, so.
Like, I got a confession.
It's different.
I've been playing that year glow. I've been playing that year glow, like.
I mean, that's cool. That's what you want.
It's
play.
Hard.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because these niggas ain't dropping, like.
So why you just don't go back to what you love?
I do. But then sometimes I be like, damn, I wanna see what the fuck new going on, like.
Damn.
I like to be with the times. You gotta change with the times. Like, you know what
do
I'm
you?
Saying? Yes. That's evolving. You gotta evolve.
You can evolve without change. It's the other ways you can evolve.
No, you can't evolve without changing with the times. That's how we go.
Change with the times don't mean music.
I don't want to be no old.
What's that new nigga out now? That, what's his name? D-Lo or some shit? What's his new
D-Lo,
nigga?
Yeah.
He pretty decent. I fuck with him.
Yeah, he blew up off some freestyles. That's dope.
Some nice
I can make the work stretch.
Yeah.
I can teach finesse.
These ain't off one.
Nah, he got some nice joints, bro.
Damn bitch, 50 Flow eating his banji.
He remind me of the simple street nigga that, like, he don't do too much. You could process everything he's saying, and it's straight to the point, and it's like the beats is nice.
Yeah, so it's like, going on.
No, I fuck with D-Lo.
Yeah, he decent.
The nigga, Brick Ross baby mama, she doing a walkthroughs to this nigga music.
I wouldn't be surprised if Drake get her, now that you talk about her, on a song. I could see her going against Ross.
Get a song.
It's going to be over with for Rosé if he do that.
It's not. Because she did it already. She did a whole porno, bro.
She didn't do no porno.
She did a porno.
No, she did.
I seen it, bro.
No, you didn't. Okay. You lying. You lying.
No, I think she did do it.
She did a porno,
no,
she bro. Did. 50 put in a porno.
No, she did.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, she did, bro.
She did.
That, no, she didn't, bro.
I'm finna go to the Reddit. Like,
I don't know, bro.
No, his other baby mama though. Did a porno.
That's her.
That's her, bro.
She that is different now.
Yeah, no, man. Tia went to Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent over their house. The lady that did a porno was not Tia.
50 Cent sued for posting sex tape during Rick Ross beef. That was her, bro.
No, that wasn't.
She sued him.
That is not Tia Kemp, bro.
That was her, bro. He posted
no,
it,
no, that's not, bro. Oh, okay. That is not Tia Kemp.
Well, I'm going to let y'all ride with that, but I know one of them goddamn.
You know he got more than one baby mama. He got a son and he got a girl.
Her, bro.
That's the son.
I ain't seen it, bro.
No, you did. I've seen it on All Hip Hop. Bro, I was an All Hip Hop hit. That was another lady.
Tia is the son.
Tia went over 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather's house. They invite her. She did do that.
That's the son, mama.
Yeah.
According to Levin.
That's the one you saying that did.
According to, this is on the vibe. According to Levin's lawsuit, the tape was made in 2008. Rick Ross' other child mother, Tia Clip, aligned herself with 50 Cent last year.
I said I just said what you said.
Is that the one that was, that ain't seen?
I just told you she went with 50. She went over 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather house. That other baby mama had a sex tape. 50 paid for her to do a sex tape. He fucked her on the black couch. I remember watching it on This Is 50.
Right.
When they was beefing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, bro. That's my era. I was a all hip hop. What's the name? That was that's you got it with his daughter.
That was her line.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was her line.
Okay.
You can't put that shit on that.
She got 53 million. She living like that.
Why?
Remember Ross said, "You got finesse, nigga." What he got the money out? When his baby?
T ain't tell you that motherfucker rides here. I remember that.
Huh?
That's what he said.
What?
In the bar, he said, "T ain't tell you that motherfucker rides." Because she got the money out of him.
Nah.
That's the bar he said in the song when he was dissing him.
Nah, because he made a song. You won't believe what Tia told me. That's what 50 made. But she didn't, I ain't gonna lie. You can look it up. I'm gonna look it up after this, but that one, her, bro. She ain't getting no 53 million. Nah. Doing walkthroughs like that. Nah, not her. She was black. I seen the porno too, though. It was a black lady. She had ass too. Tia skinny as hell.
Nah, it wasn't.
It was that black
she ain't
girl.
Had no, what type of hair she had?
She had ass. It was on the black couch. Nigga was fucking on the black couch.
She had a little low cut, like. I remember that. I remember.
And it was a black girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, all his baby mom was black, like.
No, I'm talking about a chocolate girl, man.
No, she wasn't chocolate, like.
Okay. Okay. We'll fact check. It ain't Tia.
It is.
We'll fact check it.
Well, if that was her, they would have been said that, because she been out here super clowning, I'm talking about.
She would have been out.
She been clowning. This ain't nothing new.
Nah. Yeah, she did clown when she went over 50 Cent and Lloyd. They invited her, and they had the baby. He was holding the baby.
She did a sex tape. Come on, blood. She had been a little bit wilder than what she is now. Nah, she ain't.
Bro, she would have never been back in that house. She was just with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
No. Now, she did take his baby over there, and they was holding the baby. They took on the shopping spree and all that shit. I remember seeing her. But,
She funny, though.
She funny. Yeah. I see where Rose ain't get the talking
yeah,
from.
You can see they get that.
I said he liked her because she matched his energy on the jazzy talk. She be nigga.
Yeah, they talking crazy each other.
Yeah. She got that hood. I can see why a hood nigga would like her.
Yeah.
She like, crazy than a motherfucker.
She crazy, but she got that hood. Like, some niggas just like hood bitches, bro. Yeah. So I see what that Rose. Now, Rose,
that was her life. I'm sticking with
okay,
it.
Okay. I'm gonna let you stick with it. Rose, it's no need to say you was on the an officer, a CO for so many months, bro. It's a regular job, bro. You was definitely a CO for a couple years, and that's what it was. We gotta stop letting T90 Jake acting like he exposed himself. Like
we as black people gotta stop. Okay, yeah.
What's wrong with that man having a motherfucking security job?
So why he lie?
Because niggas, because you know, as black
niggas
people,
gonna be something
it's the police. That's the police. Ooh, it's not.
CO's one of the dirtiest motherfuckers in that building.
For sure.
Most of the motherfuckers is gangbangers and with a gang and doing all kinds of
bring a fool them shit in that motherfucker. You already know what the fuck going on. So.
But black people. You thought he can't be that in hip hop. You can't be, goddamn it. I know did, Noriega, I, the real Noriega.
I did security, you feel me?
CO.
It's security at the end of the day, bro.
I mean, at the end of the day, bro. Well, at the end of the day,
they hiring niggas off the street to guard some of the worstest criminals.
He watching them.
I understand that, but it's just certain shit you can't say as a rapper, and you was that. You can't. It's just certain shit you can't do. And he comes from a time where you really couldn't do it. You could do a lot of shit now. Nigga snitching.
That's just in life, bro. If you put some shit on the table, Joe, you take it away from a motherfucker in the dough. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is. That's why I hit it, because he never took it off. He never put it on the table, so a motherfucker couldn't fuck with him.
I can't necessarily say it hit. He got bigger.
When it hit, he just got in front of it, and he did be honest about it, but it was like...
It hit for a minute.
He had to be honest.
He was forced to be honest.
That was a time in hip hop.
He wanted that to stay a secret.
That was a time in hip hop. Like, I appreciate
like,
it.
He said he wanted to be a kingpin. He wanted to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know Pablo Noriega. I bet, yeah, he probably did know the real Noriega.
I love Ross, but
ain't no, you could have done that and still been the CEO.
Ross has ability to make you think he's something.
What's the bar you say? He said, God damn it.
Press your button from the mansion, choppers hit you from the roof, or the condos in Ethiopia. Yeah. It's safe.
How's that concept, Craig? When we all say the police is the biggest gang and they the crookedest motherfuckers, but we'll say it's something wrong with that.
The concept crazy in hip-hop because at that time, bro, for we thought he was moving them things.
I know the image he was.
We thought he was
the image.
He had the port of Miami. That bitch going across. We like, oh no, it's a nigga who really moving them things.
Yeah, we thought he was all that with them Haitian motherfuckers.
Yeah, and then it's like 50 exposed. That is like, damn, bro.
Damn, but hey, he came out clean under that motherfucker though, because he
came out clean. He got forced. He lied first.
He got fucked. He fucked 50 up. Like,
oh, you say he came out clean?
He came out clean.
Yeah, in that battle.
That's always on this jacket is the security shit. That's forever gonna be on this jacket, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. He got one of the cleanest, like. To have a mark on him and nobody, and you could, because you know this, he ain't
even. Woody, bro. He Woody with
for,
the
He
word,
ain't even
bro.
Had
like,
Big Meech or none of this shit yet.
Yeah,
like, he supposed to been done for.
And like his marketing, he's like a marketing genius, bro. Like, he knows how to.
Anybody else would have been done for. Yeah. Jay-Z, 50 Cent. If anybody else had a CO stamp on their ass, they was over with. I don't know how he escaped with that.
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of motherfuckers be like, why you don't go be a CO? Like, boy, I'm
trying to make it out this motherfucker. That's the first thing motherfucker gonna bring up.
That's a no-no in rap, bro.
Then he came out in the city too?
Nah. Boy, your ass was a CEO, boy. You can't, and he could have been moving them things. That erased all that.
He could have said he was a CEO, bro. It just had to come from him. I mean, that's all. Hell yeah, nigga, CEO, perfect to the motherfucker paying good money. Woody enough to tell you he was a CEO and he was flipping them things and motherfucker was like, ooh, shit, Joe. And he could have told you, nigga, he was bringing them in.
I was bringing them in for motherfuckers.
And the shit would have been okay.
But I don't think he had time to think it out. He blew up and he. Come on, man. He stole the whole nigga's name and the whole beer and the whole.
Yeah, he might just don't give a fuck.
The nigga came off Rick Ross, bro.
He cared about it.
That was the thing to have a drug dealer's name.
I think that was to keep the character.
What?
I think him personally, he don't give a fuck, bro.
When the nigga said, no, he was scared. He thought that motherfucker going to crash out on him. He thought that shit going to end.
What? That's when he, police
he,
shit?
He thought that shit was going to end. But he was woody enough to come.
And you want to know what's so crazy? I think French got the information for 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's what. That's
you know, right. French was cocaine's the like smack DVDs.
Exactly.
French supposed to got Khaled mama sleep at the job.
Yeah.
So that's crazy that he was doing. You know, 50 was.
Oh
cool.
Yeah, French was the one posted that did that.
Yeah, dude. And he posted got the info on what's his name. You know, French was 50 nigga.
Yeah, that's why I told you that shit Rick Ross doing now is clout chasing. That's really ain't the reason why he even going at Drake. His shit really over bitch.
It's
too.
Over that bitch.
You feel me? He want to use this French Montana shit, and nigga, that ain't your business to even be speaking upon what type of business.
Yeah, because the two men got. I personally feel like if two men got something going on, yeah. Let them two men handle that.
So why don't nobody care? Why nobody care when he spoke up for Khaled?
Hey, bro, he ain't have to speak up for Khaled either.
But y'all, everybody, look, man. Did you not like Idols Become Rivals when he said Birdman, when he spoke up for Lil Wayne?
It was hard.
Yeah, we like you say.
It was hard. Yeah. It was hard. It was hard.
Like you say, we like the mess, though. We like,
he was, spoke up for Lil Wayne. It is not his business.
No, the shit was undeniable, so it was cold. And we was all feeling like that, and he spoke.
What'd he say, take that nigga Turk a 20-piece? Like, he was just like...
It was hard. Like, this shit, he doing that shit. I mean, it's cool. I like the song or whatever, but it ain't hitting on nothing, man.
Yeah. That's why I say the shit, even the shit he doing, he be trying to get motherfuckers secrets out there. That shit worked with Birdman. But all that big nose, you got your nose done. And
white
all
boy.
That, man, that shit ain't going to work.
Hey, white
nigga.
Boy.
It's kind of like what Tia said he be talking
what
about,
was
niggas.
That shit, he over there poking himself with that motherfucker, what's that shit they on, Zemeck or some shit?
I ain't gonna lie, Ross do be looking a little slip.
Yeah, like,
fuck tripped
out
here, though.
Joe. Stop trying to like, you got your nose done, nose like your daddy. Man, get that weak ass shit out here. You over there mad about a bitch, and you shouldn't be that way, bro. You too player for that. Well, I thought you was too player for that. Y'all mad that
I don't understand why he
over
mad
y'all.
Over you the one stop fucking with him.
Man, they mad that light-skinned boy having his way, boy.
Nah, because the whole time...
Maybe she fucked Drake while she was with him.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because it happened so abruptly.
Nah, because he sort of picked that side. I'm just going out to how I seen it. He stopped fucking with her. Remember, she did the hamburger helper shit we talked about.
Drake might like a hamburger helper.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And Rick Ross ain't like that. He thought... See, this is the thing, man. Nigga be, you know... When nigga throw a bitch to the motherfucker, goddamn garbage, nigga be wanting to be stabbed to garbage. You see what I'm saying? When a nigga come pick that garbage up, dust that garbage off.
Oh, my mama.
Especially a real
another
nigga.
Man's trash, another man's treasure.
It kind of hurt.
She ain't a nice, I mean, a bad looking woman.
Yeah,
she
but not. You know what I just said. When a nigga throw a bitch to the trash, nigga be wanting to be staying in the trash. But if a nigga like a real G come back, he come visit Rick Ross. Hey, Rick Ross.
Had it probably been another nigga, he probably wouldn't have gave a fuck. But the fact it was Drake.
Why you throw that TV away? It look like it's still good right
but
there.
I don't understand because they all fuck the same bitches, though, fo.
Hey, bro.
But it's different when it does. It's a different type of nigga.
If anybody should feel away, it's Bow Wow.
No, what I'm saying. When
nigga get mad when he stab a bitch on the side of him, and then the shit go... Another way, bro. Like, nigga ain't fuck with the bitch or a bitch fuck on. You know, you really putting the bitch on. Like, you gassing the bitch up.
But he left her, foe, because she was at the thing and his music came on.
It's what foe like, said, bro. When you see your ex, you want to see a bitch suffer. You want to know a bitch doing
like,
bad.
You don't want no nigga to pick her up.
It all depends on what she did to me, life. If she ain't did
shit. You don't want to see Drake to fly out first class.
You don't want another rich nigga to pick her up. Now you got to see what she could have been with you.
I don't mean
she
to mention this man's wife. But T.I. didn't get no fucking to Floyd, goddammit. She was just over there stepping. He was mad at the motherfucker. She was just dancing with the man. And he sitting him up. He went crazy.
Yeah.
He been fucking everything. He got Bernice Burgo rumors.
It must be something to that.
It was. Because Floyd
didn't hit it too.
Floyd just played chess. He petty like 52.
Bro, like I say, bro. You don't want to see another nigga. See, them rich niggas still in competition. They play cool together, bro, but they in slight competition, bro. They want to be each other, bro.
If it was a nigga broker, then less money than Ross, he wouldn't care. Yeah.
Why you think Ross think he feel like he can say something to Drake? Because he feel like he's equaled out when it comes to the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If that money wasn't right, boy, he'll be lost. You see what I'm saying?
In reality, it comes down to being a female. It's a female.
It's a female.
Bro. It's a female, bro. But I can understand him speaking up for his homie, too, but it ain't his business.
Your homie can speak
man,
up.
Fuck he all that, bro. He ain't said shit. I didn't even know that was the fuck what happened.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to use that to default, you didn't speak up for me. If it was all ready for a battle, you should have spoken up for your MMG compadre. So he didn't do that.
I wouldn't say he didn't speak up for him, but
he said he battling for Frenchie. He could have battled for me.
But not in this instance, though, Drake dissed him.
Man.
Drake dissed
him. He been saying slick shit already, bro.
He ain't been saying nothing to Drake.
He has,
you
bro.
When
that shit with Drake, with me happened, bro,
Drake,
it was shit
think
going
Drake
back
even
and forth,
had
bro.
That bitch come over there, bro. It's shit brewing already, bro. Like, why would you?
Are you
even,
fucking with me? Oh, I bet. Come on.
Like, why would you think he even invited her to the show? Drake moves strategically. He know what he's doing.
And y'all niggas have been around me, so y'all
Rick
know
Ross
how I'm getting down.
No, he did that after Drake unfollowed him. They started shooting, you know, the messy blogs, Rick Ross unfollowed Drake. Then he invited his bitch to the show, and that's what happened. But he did probably unfollow him because of the what's the name shit. Then he invited his bitch out. That's when he invited his bitch out after Rick Ross unfollowed him. So it could have been a French. And he said, fuck it, I'm down for it. Just take your bitch.
You know who's staying the fuck out of this?
Oh.
Meek.
Now you know who gonna lose in this shit.
Oh.
Cali. Can't put his team back together.
Not another one.
Nah, that's a tough situation.
He can't get the hottest artists and put them together on this album, man, because they all beefing right now.
Nah, Rose gonna talk this boss shit. You can't be mad. You know your man got to go get that bag. You can't
be smart here. Go get them verses for and let motherfuckers sneak this each other and drop that.
Boy, nigga will fuck Khaled up. That, putting out, getting diss records? Nah, bro. Mm-mm. But another rapper just came home. Let's speak on G-Dep coming home. Shouts out to you. You did your time, bro. You came home. You looking healthy. You look like you got that, man. You trying to get back to it. But I don't think it's going to work. But you, I don't think look, musically.
You looking healthy.
He ain't rapping,
but you
bro.
Look like you stuck.
He is rapping.
Look like he stuck back in the days, but. Bro.
Ain't he trying to come back rapping?
Boy, that nigga say he looking for Diddy, nigga.
He said he wrote 400 songs.
Yeah, he want Diddy to record these 400 songs.
Or 200 songs. It's a couple hundred.
You know it's about 400.
He got them for you because that's one of your favorite rappers.
Nah, he got them for me. Like, I like Child.
I walk through the valley of the shit. What's that
I
shit?
I like Child of the Ghetto. Child of the Ghetto, nobody explaining to me.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
Well, delivery.
I'm not.
He can't special deliver.
Nah, he got to leave that shit back then, folks.
And we don't want that.
He might got a fan base that still want him.
No, nobody. No.
I just saw Kid just rap his whole verse word for word. From Kid from New Orleans. He said that's one of his favorite joints ever.
What, Child of the Ghetto?
When he was talking about,
It's a dope song, but he don't have that in him, bro.
But everybody got a fan base that likes him, though, bro. Whether it's 200, 300.
If he drops some heat, life, I'll fuck with it, life, but I doubt it.
Hey, man, go and get a shot, man.
Shine was one of the coldest niggas.
If that don't work out, on my mama, I know what would. Get your podcast.
Memphis Bleak got a podcast.
It's your podcast.
Rock solid. Hey. They frown upon it, but they doing it now. Man, see what I'm saying?
It's your podcast, bro. You got a lot of shit you can talk about.
Yeah, I think that's the best move. I'm not checking for none of that no G Damn music right now. I still go listen to your old shit though.
But you spoke on something earlier. You were saying that he saying he ain't have a bad deal.
Yeah, he said Diddy ain't do no bad business with him. Basically saying like, well, we know it ain't everybody be this shit business, bro. So when you go in there, you gotta have a mind frame and understand what the fuck is going on. That contract's about to be signed, and if you don't understand what the fuck you signing, then you shouldn't be signing it.
I don't think nobody fully understands what they signing. If you don't have a good lawyer, then don't be in there.
No,
I don't think goddamn a lot of them people circumstances be making them sign them papers, bro. It's just that's just what it is, man. A lot of them don't be on already. They be hurting. They be
but they be
up.
Acting like
they be looking for a way out, bro. So shit.
They be acting like a motherfucker put a gun to their head.
No, they just at the end of the day, after they do what they do, they be wanting the motherfucker to do what's morally right, and that's just not business. That's just not life. Nigga ain't gonna do what's right. Like,
I don't think these niggas understand the problem. All right,
because everybody got to get rich, and they get rich off the back of other people. So that's how it go.
That's like that situation I was telling you about with the Philly nigga that Juelz. Well, I guess he was supposed to be signing Juelz. The nigga didn't want to sign a contract, and then wonder why he wasn't getting paid for certain shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just like we. Be so illiterate to this shit, and it's just.
What you mean? He was saying he supposed to been signed to him.
He was doing
signed, but he was doing music with him.
He was doing music, all
so
types.
He should be able to get his motherfucking money. If I he mean, ain't signed on paperwork.
Yeah, but it's still other bags you can get.
What you mean? Like if he didn't sign no paperwork and he did music that they put out. He should be able to goddamn collect all his royalties and publishing.
Did he give it to him too? That because he did gave some people they shit back.
Who? G Dep? I think everybody got their shit back, but it wasn't worth shit.
I got a fact that
I don't know if that shit even true. I just thought that shit was sounded good. Puffy said that shit could sound good.
They said Aubrey Day, you know, Aubrey Day been on his ass for some years now. She said that shit ain't worth
it. Some of the motherfuckers just probably ain't he didn't milked all that money out of that shit.
I think everybody shit shit. Mark Curry said it. He said shit ain't nothing but like $700.
Yeah, they probably ain't getting no money.
Yeah, Mark Curry probably wasn't getting.
Aubrey Day said it was $700. Nobody said it was really anything substantial.
Maybe it wasn't nothing substantial, goddamn it, back then.
Yeah.
Or he milked it all.
Hmm?
No, he put it all together. So all the investments that he put into it, he probably got it back or probably lost. We don't even know. He could
have
lost.
Everybody ain't have a bad deal. You said G Dep ain't had one. French Montana ain't had one. It's what you negotiate, bro.
I just want to.
And motherfucker, I understand. Labels don't call out when they goddamn it. They don't say, we lost a bag fuck with this nigga. They don't call that shit out. So
they don't.
Hey, you got to take this shit how it is. Like, don't be tripping, bro.
Bro, I will watch a motherfucker. Be in a worse deal in a payday loan. I'm about to get 400 and gotta pay motherfucker 27% back. You got then they gotta pay 12. You gotta pay goddamn it 1200 back. You didn't borrow 400.
Exactly.
So you like this shit is no different. They give you an $850,000 deal, $1 million deal. You think you for the sale and then you just supposed to get a lot of money, bro. No, this is a loan. And you gotta recoup and you gotta it's like so much that you gotta do. But y'all get that money and start spending like y'all made it when it's the point where you gotta work now.
Yeah.
I go buy real estate, goddamn it.
Motherfucker be in there like, hey, y'all want to order some chicken wings? Yeah, order some chicken. Boy, that is on your budget. Yeah. Stop playing around this bitch.
Are we going to Jimmy Choo? Yeah, it's on your budget.
That's on
everything's on your budget.
Because they thinking like they're invested in them, like, and they don't got to, like, you the motherfucking chosen one or something. Like, no, you got to pay that back, bro.
Even from the deal, before the deal, motherfucker, if you come get flew in, That flight is on your budget. Then they take you out to eat that night. That shit is going to be on your budget.
Motherfucker give me $250,000. Like, I'm getting me some property. Like,
I mean, that might be a good thing to do. No, nobody ever spoke to say they did that. I took that
you
money.
You're still going to make music. You're still going to wind up doing that. You only got to spend the whole $250,000.
Like I say, bro, your 60,000 down. Your circumstance. You already 200. You $1 million in the hole, Joe, just living, right? So a nigga get 250,000. It's easy to say what you gonna do right now, but nigga, you ain't gonna do that.
It's easy
you
to
gonna
say.
You gonna be saying that shit for two more checks or 250 in.
No,
saying
now I would.
But I think go straight off and go say you gonna buy this.
It's easy to say that because he's speaking from a mature standpoint. Yeah. That's like niggas who hustling in the game. They be like, yeah,
I don't think no young motherfucker who getting in this shit. I don't think they thinking like that. I didn't think like that. I didn't really didn't think.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Yeah, any niggas you already in a hole. So it's like once they get to you, you gonna want to goddamn straighten out your mama. You gonna want to do this. You gonna want
to do
that.
Everything to make again, yourself feel better. Yeah. Realize. It ain't
and young niggas. Right. If you go get you some property with that 200, that you a millionaire, goddamn it, get you
just
some property.
Prime example, just like the P. Nook situation. Look where you at
in jail, right?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's
like you can sign some shit and get fucked, bro. And then you look up, people think you supposed to be here and you ain't there. Try you to do some stupid shit.
Now, if I had got 250, what I would do is go put 50, 60 down on a multi-family home, triplex, duplex or something.
Cause you gonna make that back. You feel me? You going?
That makes sense now. Cause now you got two rental properties that's making you money.
Yeah, the best thing is to act like you still broke, but take that money and invest it, and then you still was gonna be in the situation you was in with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let me try to double this money before I got that.
And you can quit, and the labels got to take that loss. Like, they can't go sue you for the money or nothing.
Now, I went and gambled $250,000 on music. I gambled on some real estate and still do my music.
Well, I will gamble on real estate, but what I do is I will never go to the studios, $1,000 studios no more.
Now, we at the studio at the crib. It's all I'm keeping.
Music
the
already sound terrible. I'm not gonna go to
because the budget is really yours. So it's like if you control the budget, you go in that motherfucker, you record it at your motherfucking.
But like y'all said, at a young age, niggas ain't.
Nah, if I would have got 250,000, we would have blew that shit on stupid shit.
I'm gonna blow it. In fact,
talking about credit, what the fuck is that?
I'm finna go get
this. First of all, nigga,
I told my young nigga.
I saw them clowning Diddy for saying he took a loan out on his crib. Nigga, he did the right thing.
You in debt because you, nigga, how you record all this shit? How you get this shit this far?
I told my little homie, like, nah, go through this. Ooh, he said, man, I feel you, but I'm finna go get this grill. Because he ain't say nothing.
Niggas do stupid shit, boy.
I mean, I think it just don't be the time for certain people. They just got to get old and understand. Yeah. And then you learn, like, damn, bro, I need that chance back.
And that's just the truth. We don't know about financial shit, bro. We learn by crashing, bro.
Yeah. But, G-Dep, I hope you got them and find a way to make you some money, bro, because he did. Didn't he turn himself in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He did, but he said the checks were still coming in, so I don't think he fucked up or nothing.
He took himself in, then he got forgiven by the governor, some pardon by the governor.
Clemency.
President, one of them.
Yeah. Did his time, did what he did. Yeah. And, hey, I can't even be mad at him for it. But make your good music, do what you do. Let's jump over here in the sport of boxing.
Oh, man, let's go.
It's showtime, fellas. So we had Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. They call him King Ryan Garcia now. I'm not gonna lie, this hurts me as a black man to even speak about this because it hurt, bro. It hurt. Now I knew he wasn't tank level, but I thought you was a little better than
that. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't see this comment. It's definitely blindsided me, but I definitely don't want to hear him going against Tank no more.
Leave Tank alone.
I don't want to hear that.
Now, Shakur is on you. If you beat him, I'm going to give you a little respect. I know, Fo, you say he boring, but if he beat him, he beat him. If he beat him in a fashion.
I think Shakur will still beat him, though.
I feel like Shakur will beat the dog shit out of him, bro.
Be who?
Haney.
Now, who you talking about?
I was talking about Garcia.
Shakur would beat the dog shit out of Garcia, too.
I don't know about that.
He is a defensive fighter. He's pretty good defense.
But I don't know about that.
I think.
He still probably can get caught. And
Tank said Ryan hit the hardest out of every fight he fought.
That's what I'm saying. He can be defense, but he ain't that skillful where he can't get hit once. It don't take one.
They not like Floyd. They not what motherfuckers hard to hit. Yeah. So he did come in 3 pounds overweight. He did. I'm not gonna make no excuses for him. He did come in at 143. He did lose 1.5 mil. They did 500,000 a pound. He did lose 1.5 mil. Now, I'm a shout out to Ryan because in the fashion in which he beat my mans, I didn't see coming. I think it's really time for Devin Haney Daddy to get the fuck out the way and let somebody else train him, bro. You've done all you could do.
He's training him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your ass. Go sit your ass on the corner somewhere, bro.
Go fall back, Joe. You getting your son beat up, bro, with all your talking and antics and shit, bro. Like, and all that talking ain't going to get it, Joe. He got to get a little more skills on him because that nigga was in that motherfucker, boy. He looked like he couldn't fight.
He was done. He looked it very weak, though. Yeah.
He looked it very weak, bro.
Bill Haney done. He's done all he could do. Bro.
What was it? The last fight
he lost that one.
He didn't want.
He lost Lomachenko.
He lost Lomachenko. Clearly, he really lost that one. It wasn't even like I don't.
Reason he got it because they had left it at a decision. But
bruh, they didn't want to let him lose that motherfucker, bro.
That's the only reason. But this Ryan shit, he
Ryan beat him
no
so
room.
Bad in a fashion.
No room for it. Might
just
cheat him.
It might just be him just be getting exposed. Like what AB? We thought AB was gonna be something. AB ain't shit.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That should be hurtful seeing them niggas lose like that, bro.
That's shit like
yeah,
what,
especially them niggas that talk. Yeah, we sent a lot of them.
He been doing this pound for pound on the best fighter.
That other nigga named Dante Wilder. Talking.
Shit,
get
shit.
That ass beat.
We could put Spence in there too.
Spence had to talk like that.
Man, that hurt me, bro.
Nah, that hurt me.
That shit hurt me, bro.
That hurt me, bro. That hurt me. That was my boy. That was my boy. He beat him. But look, though. He lost to a nigga that's that good.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
That's why I was about to say when we.
But Garcia, no.
No.
I think he really gave a real nigga alley hoop.
And he didn't have to fight him. Yeah, he gave him the bread. Yeah. And that's why he so loved the Spence.
Yeah, I think it was deserving because he know that. Spent Crawford need that light.
That bread.
He really out here doing that shit. And I think he put his motherfucking shit
on the line.
On the line for that black brother, bro. So
we gotta give respect
with that man. That's how I feel.
And he lost to a very good fighter, skillful. On paper, we know Bud a better fighter, skillful wise.
Well, Ryan Garcia, what's Ryan Garcia?
He really needed that light on him, and he put it on him.
No, what I'm saying with Garcia, everybody, what they say, all he got is a left hook. Mm-hmm. How y'all know what's coming and still get to knock the fuck out?
That's like shit. You can see my hand in space. Don't mean you go motherfucker be able to play it right.
All right, let Mayweather know that.
It's certain people. You feel me?
You let me see your hand, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Like, but the way they had this nigga Devin Haney out there, he was supposed to deliver, bro.
That's what everybody says, that all dude had is a left hook. He ain't got no skills. I can't tell.
I liked Haney, but I never really.
Like they went in the in training dodging lefts.
bruh. But they did say they was 3-for-3 in the amateurs fight. Now they 4-3. He's up now.
I mean, it wasn't for no belts or no shit like that. So
loss is a loss.
Yeah. That's an L. It's an L, but it wasn't.
No, but I'm just saying, though, it's still like, it gives you confidence that you could beat somebody. If I never beat a nigga in the amateurs, I'm going to think I really can't beat you already because you are. He
just got beat on national. I mean, on big TV this time, bro. Like,
trolled him.
Right, he really got beat, bro.
Tongue out, dancing on him.
It wasn't no motherfucking decision. He got beat for real, bro. Like he got his ass on the ground.
I got to shout out to Ryan, bro.
Yeah, no, shout out to him. Y'all seen that picture flowing around?
They said it gonna be in the Mexican barbershop.
Yeah, like
I seen it. It hurt.
Is that real?
Yeah, he was over him like
damn.
That. Bro, you ever seen a motherfucker get hit in that knockout?
That's propaganda right there.
No, that knockout was like, I can't believe you doing this.
That's proper.
Like, that's what got me. Like you beating the shit out of me, right?
Yeah. Bruh.
I can't believe he's really beat my ass.
Bruh. And I felt the same way. I can't believe he beating that man ass like that, bro. He damn near knocked him out in the first round.
Just because I don't really believe in Haney like that. If I was a gambling man, I would have bet on Garcia. I just never really believed in him like that.
Me either. I thought it was all talk too. I swear.
I can't sit here and say I would have bet on Garcia.
I would have bet on Garcia.
Well, I told you that too. If I would have remembered that they was truly fighting, I would have bet on Garcia.
I remember, and then when I seen, like, man, this nigga done knocked this motherfucker.
I know Garcia naturally taller than a lot of them niggas.
And he hit harder than a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, Joe. He's supposed to beat Garcia. He never recovered from that left hook from the first round. He never did. Like, he hit him so motherfucking hard, he was hugging him the rest of the fight.
Truly, do he really broke? You just saying that just because of that's what?
Yes, he's supposed to, bro.
Is he just saying that because your black brother, you fast your black brother?
He's way more skillful.
Nah, Garcia, a dog, bro. Garcia's a dog, bro.
I thought Buddy was a little bit just too much.
You can't see then, you know, the Mexican fighters, bro. You know, you got to fuck them up, bro.
His fights were never like he was a dog to me. Like, it's always, you know.
No, I ain't saying he a dog, but skill wise, they call him the most skillful out of all of them.
Nah, he got to stop saying that, bro.
They lied. They must have seen one fight and
nah, bro. He's been under, like, besides the Lomachenko fight, bro. He's definitely.
But he's had a few fights that looked like that, bro. That was to me that was questionable, I was just like.
And I'm gonna tell you the truth though, because I'm gonna gotta give that brother some praise. He's fought fighters like Tank ain't fought nobody that. Like, who he fought besides Ryan Garcia is his best fight. Shorty fought Lomachenko. You know who Lomachenko is. Shorty fought, goddammit, what's Big Buddy? What's his name? That'll knock your ass out. He fought at least three fighters.
Sean Porter.
Well, he shouldn't have lost to him when he calling out, goddammit, Buddy. Like,
Ryan's still a top dog.
I'm just saying, though, that wasn't the time for him to lose. Like, if you wanted that fight with Fool, you should have been knocking
him out. Bro, ain't gonna lie,
Fool.
These niggas not even contenders, though.
Now we been
Fool fighting for these belts and to be the best.
Tank out. Tank
I'm saying he calling Tank out, but at the same time, nigga,
who else
can't
he gonna
be,
fight?
Like
he did. He gave the people what they
Tank
wanted.
Tank already knocked them out. Respond,
bro. At the end of the day, he went for the best fighter possible. He asked for Tank. Tank didn't want it.
Well,
Tank didn't want it. Tank knew that, nigga, you're not ready for me. I knocked you out in sparring. And
why
not take the fight?
The only reason I didn't fuck you up is because AB and them had stepped in the ring and motherfucker stopped the fight.
So why not
but
take
if this
the fight?
Was a real
probably a bigger fight
that he probably seen it.
Damn, this nigga got.
He's for the fight Frank Martin, ain't he?
I don't know.
He probably looking at it like, I know this nigga father. Goddamn, is overhyping this nigga. Got this nigga head blew up. Goddamn it, I ain't gonna
it
do it.
It still goes
him.
To the point. What other? It's only Shakur. It's Shakur Garcia and motherfucking Haney, bro.
They gotta get their weight up, bro.
Like he ain't got shit going
they gotta
on.
Get their weight up, bro.
So who he gonna fight? That's worthy of them. He gonna go fight another motherfucker. We know he gonna beat. Like, I can't give him that. That's why I like Floyd. Floyd fought champions, bro. You have to fight
champions.
Nah,
they said Floyd fought a lot of motherfuckers like that, too.
No.
They did say that.
Ain't no they say. We can prove this. Ain't no motherfucker in the history of boxing fought more champions than Floyd Mayweather.
They were saying that he was running from Pacquiao, all type of shit, bro.
Ain't nobody in the sport of boxing beat more champions or Hall of Famers than Floyd.
Why he was doing it, they were saying, why he ain't fighting this motherfucker? Why he ain't fighting this motherfucker? He only fighting Mexicans and doing all this shit, bro. They were saying that.
He fought the Mexicans. He fought Oscar De La Hoya. He fought Martin.
Who was for the Philippines?
Ain't nobody want to beat more champions than dude. So I got to give it that. These niggas, like, other than, if you ain't got Shakur, motherfucking Tank or what's name, who else he gonna fight, bro? He took an L to a nigga who was on his level, bro. He did lose, but at this point, who the fuck, Tank, who Tank gonna fight? He gotta fight one of these niggas, bro. Who the fuck he gonna fight? Frank Martin, that's what y'all been waiting to see? They ain't on his level?
No, no, no.
I know y'all ain't waiting to see Frank Martin.
No, no. I wouldn't want to see the Haney shit either, though. Like,
you got to. Them the top fighters.
I wouldn't want to see that fight, bro. Whoever he's finna fight right now will fight him better than Haney will fight him, bro.
Probably so.
Who?
Who he finna fight?
Frank Martin.
He more than likely gonna have put on a better fight than what Haney will put on.
Hey, fuck it, so.
You don't want to see that.
He would beat the dog shit.
We talking
out
about
Haney,
what the
bro.
People want to see, or
Styles may fight. It just that shit just
now
not.
That
would
upset us even more than what this shit is.
If this nigga got knocked down three times by Ryan Garcia, what you think Tank gonna do?
Come on, bro, you not finna fuck with Tank, bro.
It ain't that. See, I think y'all. It's still like the fight gotta happen, bro.
But Styles may fight.
But we know the results.
For that reason, now it gave Tank no more reason not to fight him. So Tank, that's all it is. That's why he celebrated.
That's why you gotta make the best motherfucking decision with these.
And the best decision is for the people, bro. So I'm gonna commend Shorty Joe. He fought a nigga that was on his level. Ryan ain't no pushover. He got one loss, bro.
He lost.
Yeah, Haney he got one loss.
He not on Haney level. I mean, he not on Garcia level.
Made the fight.
Never was.
He not on Garcia level.
Never was.
No, I ain't gonna
never
say that.
Never was. Bro.
I ain't gonna say that. So you think Shakur on Garcia level?
I think Shakur better than him and Garcia.
Okay. Now, if he beat the shit out of him bad, then what?
It changes. Like if he beats the shit out, what I've been seeing in Haney, I never had faith in him as to be this top prospect in boxing, bro.
No, I didn't
them
either.
Them two dudes got it. Like, well, I don't know if they ain't even the same, you know what I'm saying, weight class, but they need to let Fool from Philly in, though.
Boots?
Yeah.
Boots, niggas is ducking Boots, bro. Yeah,
they really need that.
Niggas ducking, dude.
Another two niggas can scoot over.
And then the niggas can call out a motherfucker all they want to. Motherfucker got to go actually put the business in and sign contracts and all that shit. So we can say a motherfucker call and take out or whatever, but if motherfuckers ain't putting the steps in, the motherfucker make the fight happen, then
bro,
we can't put that on
Tank. They made that fight easier to happen with Ryan so quick. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, he ain't got no other way to go. He had to go Ryan, Shakur, or Tank, bro. He just gave the people what they want, bro. At some point, Tank gonna have to fight somebody that people think is worthy of beating him. Even though it's not, but it's like...
So
it
who got, we feel worthy of beating him?
You got to fight Shakur, Haney, or Garcia. He fought Garcia. That's the only person. Now you got these two niggas, bro. You got to fight... Ain't nobody else. Who else?
Well, after that, he gonna retire because he definitely...
It all depends on who's the top contender. Them niggas not top contenders, then
one.
they not.
He already beat one. He can
bro,
beat
he was pound
two.
For it pound.
Yeah, but when these niggas be chasing belts and shit like that, so if these niggas... He might feel like fighting a Shakur. Hey, like, y'all niggas not even...
Do you agree Tank was gonna make more money fighting Haney than Frank Martin?
No.
Well, I don't know what you...
I can't say that because he probably would have knocked him out in the second round.
No, yeah, Haney would have brought in more bags.
I ain't say who going to knock him. Nah, I'm talking about pay-per-view numbers.
But pay-per-view numbers, okay, pay-per-view numbers. But for the top, all the top boxing pay-per-views go 12 rounds.
I don't think you get what I'm saying. When you put this fucking fly up, he's going to make more money with Haney than fighting Frank Martin.
But they count different shit. They count the purse. They count the pay-per-view money. They count if the round go. That's why Floyd is considered one of the greatest, because he was able to fight these fights and not knock nobody the fuck out, not fuck them up, but have it go on for 12 rounds, because the longer that these motherfuckers on the pay-per-view watching it, the more money that he makes.
It's going to generate more than fighting a motherfucker who don't bring no money. That's the whole reason why Crawford won't fight Ennis. That's why it's a payday fight. That's all I'm saying. Like, when you put two titans together, niggas who bring in money, who sell tickets, is going to make more money. That's the whole reason why
Styles make boxing, bro.
But I
Styles
said
make
money.
Boxing matches.
Money.
The money's cool, but Styles make boxing
they
matches.
They in it for the bread, bro. Motherfucker don't care if you weak or the styles make matches. If a nigga make a bag, that's what Floyd shit is about. Money.
If them people, you know, that's the shit mob river, right? So if them people don't want that shit to happen, bro, it's just not going to happen, bro.
Yeah, and that's why you got to salute Spence. Spence didn't have to give him back. He could take the Tank route and keep fighting niggas he know he could beat. He fought a nigga that he know that goddamn it is going to bring some money in because they've been brewing this shit. And it's a nigga that possibly could beat you, bro. He fought a nigga he just lost, bro. But that shit made them boys some money. So it's time for
so you felt like Tank should have took the Haney fight.
He should have took any one of them niggas. He took what's his name?
He already beat Garcia.
All right, now you got to beat these other two niggas because ain't nobody else really there. Book's 32-0. Who the fuck else he going to fight? Nobody going to fight him. He 32-0, the nigga like 20-some years old. He 32-0. What they going to let him get a 50, then they going to say he ain't fought nobody. He keep calling you niggas out. God damn, how many fights he got to win before he get a championship fight?
Because this shit politics, bro. It ain't just about just the I want to fight you. It's who motherfucker signed to, God damn it. Well, if it's going to be on Showtime or it's going to be on
I hear that a little bit, but at the end of the day, if a fighter want to fight, bro, they get done. Because I watch it do it with Spence. He made that shit happen. That politics shit is cool.
Yeah, but see, Spence had the motherfucking subside, the politics and all that shit. He was at that point. Everybody not willing to do that, especially if it's not beneficial for them.
No, that's why I keep saying it ain't politics. It's fighters ducking.
I don't think no fighter is scared to fight any fighter.
That's a lie.
I don't think that.
That's a lie.
Any nigga that trains to get hit, bro, I don't think he's scared to fight anybody, bro. They say that. I'm not scared to fight nobody. It's just
bro, it's niggas out here scared to fight.
No, I've seen a nigga get in the ring and a motherfucker got right back out that motherfucker. They ain't even deemed to be.
I ain't saying get out. It's motherfuckers who fight, but they know that they come here to lose.
Like, I don't think they be scared. I don't think no nigga is duck. I don't think it's necessarily a duck. I think it's politics, bro, and that's what play most of the part. That why these fights don't happen. Why the fuck the Pacquiao and the Floyd Mayweather fight didn't happen?
You know why they?
Because of politics.
No, because he didn't take the drug test. It wasn't no politics.
That's politics, nigga. No. Y'all over here juicing fighters up. Goddamn it! I'm fighting clean as a motherfucker. I'm not doing no drugs. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing nothing with alcohol. I'm not doing no enhancements.
We got different perceptions of politics. I'm not saying, bro. If he was clean, he would have fought him. He wants to get, I'm saying,
and that's
it's when I say boxing politics, it's talking about niggas picking and choosing the certain niggas they want to fight because they know they trying to juice
their
record.
They were saying Floyd was doing that for a couple
fights. They can say that.
Now they can't say that, but while he was fighting, while he was still motherfucking going for 50-0, they were saying like, damn, he don't even be fighting no motherfucking body.
How he beat more champions?
That's
than
what
anybody.
They say. They gonna say that about anybody who great, bro. They say it about Floyd. They're saying it about Tank now.
But we can look at Tank resume and say this: who has he fought? Who besides Ryan Garcia?
Because of politics.
Tell me some more, and I just said
it.
Just tell me.
I'm just saying it's politics, bro. It ain't. You want to make it seem like it's on Tank or whatever. It ain't just on Tank, bro. It certain shit got to be motherfucking set up the right way.
After
bro.
So many something to know, bro, at some point you got to fight somebody.
Nah, because then they got the rankings and shit, and if he ain't a top contender, there's no makes no sense for a nigga like Tank to be fighting a nigga who. If I win this fight, I gain nothing. If I lose this fight, I gain nothing.
They don't go off no tie. They go off who bringing selling tickets, boy. And if you want to be technical, pound for pound, right? Devin Haney was the number one. They had him pound for pound, the best fighter. And he had the belt.
And certain people is mandatories.
And, okay, what that mean?
Certain fights, this fight that he got right now, that he's about to fight, Tank about to fight, that may be a mandatory fight that he has to fight this nigga.
Okay, Boots was, goddamn it, what's his name mandatory? He left the division. Was Boots not Crawford mandatory?
Crawford left the division. He
vacated his old belt.
Didn't he go up in weight class?
He just had beat motherfucking Spence at it. He let go of the belts.
Yeah,
he gave him
the
boots.
By default.
By default. He didn't even fight him. He won the belts. Boots was his mandatory. He left the belts to try to go up. That's what I mean, like certain motherfuckers be ducking, bro. It be motherfuckers that people want to see.
Nah,
he ain't ready for me.
Era,
he ain't. Niggas just be ducking, bro.
And a lot of niggas don't want to get that motherfucker lost on.
They don't want that.
We can say the same.
Trying to outdo Floyd, bro. Everybody trying to be Floyd, bro.
Yeah, it's about the money. It's about the money, right?
Nah, and that donut. Motherfucker want that donut on their record. Motherfucker want that donut. Everybody trying to go 53-0 because they know they going to say they better than Floyd.
We're no better than Floyd, bro.
I don't give a fuck what you say. If Crawford break motherfucker Floyd record and beat three different weight classes, he better than Floyd. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
They would never be better than Floyd because Floyd still was a marketing genius, too. It's like, these niggas ain't no marketing genius. They boxers.
He go up to 150-something. He go up 150-something, beat Canelo.
Not by paper, you can say that.
Hey, bro.
If he go up to 150-something and beat the shit out of Canelo, and he go 53-0, he's better than Floyd.
He not finna beat Canelo, bro.
I'm just saying.
That's just one aspect of what they trying to be Floyd at. They want that lifestyle, too.
The greatest defensive fighter I've ever seen, bro.
I'm not arguing that.
Dude, at the greatest offensive, the awareness and bro, dude was doing shit. Goddamn, he could have damn near knocked you the fuck out, but he'll feint some shit towards you just to let you know. Like,
I
could have hit you.
He
like,
ain't won no three weight class,
man.
He ain't go up there play with no motherfucking middleweights and no shit like that.
Boy, you go up
there and beat Canelo after you just beat him off at 147, bro. You go up there and beat the shit out, and you could. I gave him everything. He could beat Canelo. He still got to go 50-something.
What's that weight? How much they weigh? Got to weigh?
Like 155, 150.
What did he say? He walk around there regular.
Like 140-something?
Nah, I think.
They got to do a catch weight. That's how crazy.
I think he said he walk around like 160, so.
He beat.
Cause my only thing with the going up in weight classes is, goddamn it, you know, if you a quick swinging motherfucker or whatever, as you add more muscle and shit, you get slower. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like somebody who was that went up? That's what happened to Roy Jones. You feel me? Couldn't be as evasive.
What Canelo say? If I beat him, they gonna say he too small. Well, nah, Canelo, fight him, nigga. Fight him. He wanted it. He wanted to go up weight class. He trying to make greatness. I think it's a great fight, but he feel like Crawford too little. I'm just saying though, bro. Give Boots a chance, bro. God damn, he done beat 32 motherfuckers. It ain't that many good boxers in the world, bro.
Scared to get him to like.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. If they trying to say Garcia at 147 against motherfucker Boots, play with something safe, boy. I'm gonna tell you that now. This ain't Haney, boy. Shorty the real deal. He's a switch hitter, and he will knock your ass the fuck out, bro. Get that man a fight, bro. He deserve it. And that's what I hate about our brothers, bro, because. Y'all niggas be scared to get niggas some money, boy. They be scared to get niggas some money,
nigga. Be scared to get niggas some money, giving niggas information, all type of shit.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. They think it's going to... That's why I say Spence got his ass beat, but he a good nigga, bro.
Yeah, good.
He a good nigga, bro. And Spence, stop hopping in rigs. Talk about some. You got somebody next. You got to fight Crawford again, bro. You got to fight Crawford again.
They don't want that.
I wouldn't want it either. He beat me in that fashion.
You think he ducking his own rematch?
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy work right there.
He feel like, you know how that shit go. He gonna go do a couple more fights before he go do that.
As a man, bro, when a nigga beat you in that fashion and you gotta watch it, bro, you start doubting yourself. Niggas can act like they don't.
That's what he doing.
You start doubting yourself.
You gotta go fight at least two more fights somewhere else, and then he'll come back to that.
Yeah, he got to go win something.
Yeah, right now he feel like he got beat the shit out of her, bro.
He didn't lose a close match. He got dog wall. His kids seen that shit.
Out of her, bro.
His kids saw that shit, bro. His eye was swole. He used to doing them type of beatings.
Yeah.
He on that with his motherfucker eye swole. Look at how motherfucker Devin Haney look.
Yeah, he took a beating, bro. So
nigga do all that.
Fuck this up.
Man, bro, he's a good fighter, man. He came out the battle. Man, fuck all that, boy. You know that shit hurt.
Big time.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I was very dismayed. I lost about $30 in that fight, man.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers lost. He did look weak though, a little bit too though.
I won't never bet on you, my guy. Never bet on you again, my guy. You let me down.
I'm gonna be real. I thought he was a little better than that.
No, I thought he was too.
I thought he was a little better.
I thought he was too. He had us all fooled. Goddamn.
That made me see. You ain't even in the class of motherfucking Tank. I'm going to keep it real. Tank does pick a lot of his fighters. Tank is a heavy hitter. And I will agree with you. Frank Martin is not a slouch. People probably think that. Frank Martin, get down. It's a decent fight. Frank ain't no slouch, though. I'm not going to lie to you. So he could possibly beat Tank.
I'd love to see him and Shakur go at it. I love it.
Shakur boring. Shakur is boring, bro.
Because he's a defensive fighter.
Everybody want to be a defensive fighter.
I mean, if Floyd made it look cold, life, because, you know, it all started with the defense life, being able to be a counter-puncher, like, that could change a lot, bro.
Ryan just showed a motherfucker that defense don't mean nothing. Left hooked them quick.
Yeah, when you all defense. Because that's what they thinking. They thinking it's all defense. They thinking it's okay. You just, bro. Dude, is Mayweather was a fucking workhorse, man. Any nigga that beat the dog shit out of a motherfucker, leave the motherfucker venue, don't go to the club and tell the driver, yeah, y'all cool, I'm finna walk home. Y'all just motherfucker.
That's
finna,
what they don't got of Floyd. Floyd was a workaholic.
The workaholic, bro. You feel me? Like, everybody wanna be these amazing niggas, but gotta understand, like, nigga, you gotta put in that work like that, man. Like, these niggas is really, like, real life dedicated to this shit.
They want the rewards. They don't want the work.
That's like AB. Yeah. AB, big ass disappointed. You really just thought you was that nigga, but you felt like felt like Floyd owed you something, goddamn it, but you not putting in the work.
Nah, Floyd stay close to niggas he think gonna win. Once you lose, boy, you gotta move from his circle. Like that little light skinned shorty.
Yeah, he don't want no losers around him.
That light skinned shorty that look like Tank, he like him right now, boy. Don't let that little nigga lose, boy. He gonna have to get away.
Yeah, he don't want none of that shit around him.
No, he don't want it around him. That nigga was, he had a hard time telling people that got debit. AB found Tank for him. Well, I did know him before. Man, just that man found that man for you and brought him to you, bro. Stop all that. Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here? Anything?
Oh, man, I want to, today is a special day. I just want to have a little moment of silence, man. You know, today is my mama's birthday, man. So I want to have a moment of silence for her. All
right, bet.
That's it. That's all, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What else going on in the news before we get up out of here? We covered all.
Oh, man. Did y'all see that shit with dude that set himself on fire in front of that Trump shit?
Yeah, I seen that shit.
He don't even deserve to be taken. Something wrong with him, man.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out why.
Shit, fuck, he sacrificed himself for.
Now that shit crazy as hell. Cause they remind me of that time. What was that shit that happened back in the day?
That ain't the first time that ever happened, though. I think it was some that monk, shit like that happened.
That
like
monk that. Dude, yeah. He sat there in front of, I forgot what it was. He set himself on fire. I think it was the Olympics or some shit like that.
Speaking of sports, before we get out of here, shout out to Chicago Bulls for being the losers that I thought you were. You let me down, man. Being full spit all the time, argue with that. I tried to use reverse psychology, even though I knew it, because when I say motherfuckers going to lose, they win. But I did think they was going to lose. But I was like, if I say they lose, they go get them. And they really lost. They did lose.
Yeah,
to the Heat without Jimmy Butler.
And fuck you, LeBron, for not putting up 30 last night with your weak ass.
He lost him a bet.
Fuck this spread up, bitch.
That's the shit I be telling bro about. Like, bro, your ass is a bitch, bro. All
right, but if you said that now, then I can understand that.
Yeah, man.
I was speaking on Cleveland, LeBron. That's why I say, y'all forgot.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about now, because I...
Yeah, that nigga is a fucking
I ain't gonna lie,
bro.
You better than me putting that he was gonna score 30. 30 plus.
Bro, boy, he 30 should be an average score for him every game, bro.
Not at 39 years old.
He was already on the bench at the end of the third. So coming in the fourth, you telling me he can't put up? Come on, bro.
You know, this is about to be...
5 points, bro?
It's about to be like... playoff times real quick.
No, it's playoffs.
All right, well, so yeah, so he, I ain't gonna lie to you, folks. You, he does shit like that. Like, he be trying to get himself ready, taking off
bitch.
Days.
He's
and
not
shit.
No lying, bro. On my mind.
Nah, he's no killer at all. He's
we not gonna have that convo today.
He's a barker.
We not gonna have that convo. I mean, hey, look, bro.
He's a barker. He's
if I could get 40,000 points and be a barker, bro, I would love to do it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who on the WF? Who just got a $1.5 million contract in the WNBA?
I ain't see that. I would like to see it.
Like
but
to see it
shout out to my girl Angel Reese and Camilla, whatever your name is. They got drafted by the Sky. Welcome to the city, man. Get you some Tally
hey,
Beats,
more thing.
Some Harrells.
What's dude name, man? That be right here chasing crab and the other shit, Joe, that's out here. They call him a motherfucking sexual assault.
Chasing crime.
The one you said that's your people cut uncle or some shit.
I don't know.
The bald head mother. I mean, dude look like George Jefferson, man. The motherfucker. When motherfuckers get killed like kids, he be out there talking for him. The spokesman dude.
Truth teller?
Nah, man. The old man. I just showed him to you, Joe. He got caught in Dalton.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fuck is his name, man.
I don't know who y'all talking about.
Damn, what the fuck is fool at? I think it's Holman or some shit like
he
that.
He chased crime.
Yeah, Holman's. Yeah, some shit. Like
nah, because he used to go over like when shit. He
you
he
know
was,
like if a kid get killed.
He was on his Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson shit. You know what I'm saying? He was an alderman in the he was an alderman out here, I think, or whatever. But yeah.
So yeah, like he for the kids and he called a sexual assault.
Yeah, that's what I just seen. I was like, damn, ain't this a motherfucker?
What is his name?
Dalton. Hold on, I'm finna pull all that shit up. Dalton Mayer indictment. Yeah, they finna get her ass. They just motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on in Dalton, though.
She bogus in a motherfucker, yeah. Bro.
You said she?
Yeah,
she
the mayor.
It's a lady that's a mayor out there. But I'm talking about a nigga, too. But yeah, it's a lady, a young lady.
Andrew Holmes.
He be like, you know, like if shit happened to the kids or, you know, so just some bogus shit, he be the motherfuckers, you know, coming out there speaking for the family.
Yeah, when the shit happened with Kanika, he was out there.
Yeah. They say he done goddamn it caught a motherfucking.
I've seen Kanika. I've been next to Kanika,
I'm sorry, broski. We got this the news, bro. We got the cover, bro. It's all over. You feel me?
Oh, no.
No,
man,
just in case
man,
you.
No, I'm
you,
sorry, man.
No, that's my homie. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You sorry, his uncle
Andrew
called?
Holmes is your homie?
Nah, his grandson is my homie.
I don't know. I was just, man, I wasn't even being funny.
Daddy dead ass wrong.
Nah, he bogus in the motherfucker if that's what happened.
Damn. That's a touchy situation.
Nah, that's bogus in the motherfucker.
And that wasn't even no part of Teddy, the touchy situation. I wasn't even trying to be funny, though. Because everything I'm saying on some funny shit right now, but. Damn, man.
Nah, she got a lot going on. She need to stop motherfuckers. She on some mob act type shit. Like, she's on some real life gangbanging shit. What
man,
she
police
on?
Out there ain't getting paid off. Damn. Shit going on, dog.
Did y'all see the flood in Dubai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. They said their infrastructure won't prepare for that much rain.
I bet it wasn't.
You know they said they over there cloud seed.
Yeah. Heard they shit broke. Malfunction.
They couldn't shut it off.
Man, malfunction.
That's it's a biometrical war going on around this motherfucker. That's what the fuck going on.
Nah, nigga, gotta stop playing God, bro.
Nah, and why you say that? Say China trying to get some shit to attack our infrastructure.
On my mom.
Shut it down.
They can play if they want to, bro. I'm not worried about nothing that come over here, bro. Not worried about none of that.
No, though. Like digitally, like some hacking shit is shut down and water, all that shit.
Oh, my mom.
I'm not worried about that, bro.
Stop saying you ain't worried about shit.
Nah, bro.
Well, he gotta be right. We can't worry about shit that in our end.
Well, that's true. That's
Foe.
True.
No, it ain't even that. Foe, don't nobody want smoke with us for real. For real. They be talking. It's been a cold war with Russia. Russia's supposed to be the hardest motherfuckers on the face of the planet, but goddamn, y'all gotta link up and do all this shit and click up with motherfuckers just for us.
I ain't gonna say that, bro.
Every dog has his day.
Yeah, on my mama.
Nah, but see, this. We don't have. I don't think that. ever personally attack us like that. Man, they'll do shit. Do shit to little surrounding shits or whatever. They might shut down Texas or they might shut this down, but they're not gonna shut down the whole grid.
I'm like, say that, King, because it's like we thinking like that, but how the fuck the 9/11 shit happened? Shit can happen,
because we did it.
No, shit can happen, bro.
We did it. We allowed it.
We're allowing something right now. Just imagine we letting all these motherfucking immigrants.
How you know that they not putting the media that China's doing this and they gonna shut our shit?
Yeah, how you don't know all our this immigrant people. Shit over here is a distraction and we already letting the enemy in already.
Now that what's going on is them immigrants is coming over here because Biden knows that he not gonna motherfucking win this election.
Nah, bro, it's some other shit, bro.
It's some other shit, bro, too. It's a civil war going on.
Bro.
It's y'all a civil war about to happen, bro.
I'm starting to see a lot of these motherfuckers with cars. I'm starting to see a lot of them delivering shit, acting like they got cars, but riding bikes. Hey, bro, it's some shit going on, bro. It's some shit going on.
They pushing us out, bro.
Like, and to me, it's like they letting the enemy in and do some slick shit, bro.
See, it ain't even the Venezuelans and the Guatemalans and none of that. It's a group of Asian motherfuckers just coming over here from China, and like they not friendly, they not none of that. And I told you they supposed to be giving motherfuckers asylum to motherfuckers. If you come over here or whatever and fight in our army, they give motherfuckers citizenships and green cards and shit. So I think it is some civil war shit about to happen. It's about to go up, niggas and redneck motherfuckers gonna have to link up. Goddamn it, like we never have before.
Yeah, that ain't gonna never happen.
No, I think it will. When it comes to this American shit, I think, goddamn it.
Nah, they hate us that bad,
dude. No,
they don't.
But we're gonna shoot shit at them just like they gonna shoot shit out of us.
I mean, we seen American Me, you know what I'm saying? It might be a situation like that. We link up for a period of time, get rid of the threat, goddamn it, and then it'll go up between us.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, that's just something we'll have to wait to see, bro. It's something big coming.
No, it's definitely something brewing.
Civil war, for sure. It's gonna happen.
They steady going over there getting all these folks this money and shit. Like, come on, bro, we fucked up over here, bro.
Now that's why
we gotta get them people all that.
Because that's
money,
what
bro.
These Democrats do. They trying to flood. They trying to basically might say fuck the country because all their interests and everybody that's over there in the Democratic Party, all their interests and all their investments is in other shit outside of America.
Our own city just passed the bill
$70 million. Yeah,
for these immigrants. Like, come on, bro.
Fast. They getting shit done.
Like, how the fuck? Like, we've been here fucked up for a long time, bro. Why y'all didn't get us done?
I think they forcing the mayor dude to do a lot of shit too.
Nah, that's why he in there. That's why he in there.
Oh, he definitely doing shit that he think that them gonna keep the voters from voting for him, but it ain't. It's fucking with him. Cause you just gave up $70 million to some motherfucking immigrants, bro. When we got some motherfucking homeless people that's been fucked up for some years.
That nigga ain't never been a politician a day in his life, and they just let this nigga become the mayor of Chicago, bro. This shit is set up, bro.
This shit all fixed, bro.
Yeah, so goddamn it, so they can't blame the white man. It's gonna always come back on us. Well, y'all put him in there, you know. Shit fucked up, bro. Like Barack Obama, he really wasn't much he could do.
Yeah. Well,
the only hope we got is Trump.
I'm not going to excuse you. Like, he did better.
The hope I got.
I ain't going to say no hope now. Nah. Like, that sounds like he got
I know it. When he get up.
Mama.
I'm talking about for this country. No. When it comes to this country and our way of life and way of living and what we used to, bro, he's the closest thing that's going to motherfucker try to keep it that way, bro. And then the motherfuckers that overseas and all that shit, Russia, they respect him.
Man, that shit gotta get overruled, bro. That motherfucker, whole Congress and everything need to be overruled and need cleaning up in that, bro. Period.
Well, on that note, we finna get up out of here, man.
Yes, Sirski.
Anything? Y'all good?
Nah, one love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like one love.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in, continue to follow, review. Make sure y'all check us out anywhere you get a podcast at. That's where we at.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. I only need about 40 seconds of your time, so please listen closely. I am Vito Van Gundy, host of Vito's Corner, the podcast. Yes, your source for unfiltered hip-hop discussions and latest trends. Want to hear about top 5 rappers of all time?
We got you.
You want to hear about the current events in the hip-hop culture?
Say less.
You want to hear a good convo and get a good laugh? Then Vito's Corner is where you need to be. That That's right, remember the name, Vito's Corner. Click the link in the description right now to follow Vito's Corner on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.